following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Pomp and circumstance has characterized the past several days at Clay County High School. This late October homecoming week has been filled with games, parades, and pep rallies. But there wouldn't be any of those festivities without football, and that's what we're here for tonight. Head coach Bruce Lamb and his 7-1 Bulldogs are getting geared up for what will hopefully be a deep postseason run, and tonight's contest will be the perfect measuring stick for just how good this black and gold team could be. Coming into the heart of Bulldog country, looking to spoil the homecoming fun, are Derwin Wright and his battle-tested and brazen 5-3 York Institute Dragons. The winged reptiles from Jamestown have swept down off the plateau, seeking to strengthen their season's resume. We've got a good one in front of us tonight in the 33rd meeting of Clay County and York.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs, and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
and budget pest control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show, and for the fourth time this season, we're high atop Joe Neal East Stadium looking down on John Teeples Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm feeling just a little strange tonight because I've not got my partner in crime, Daniel Strong, sitting here with me for the first time since we started the Horizon Sports Network. He's off to Memphis this evening with his wife, Tiffany, and his daughter, Mila, for the spooktacular pageant this weekend. And we wish them safe travels, and we're certainly looking forward to having him back next week for the big season finale with Gordonsville. Daniel's left me in good hands, though, because joining me soon, as always, will be our network producer, Rob Edwards. And joining me now is a man who's no stranger to the Horizon Sports Network, my little brother, John Weaver.
Hi, Thomas. I'm excited for tonight's matchup and the chance to help bring the action to Clay County fans. And I'm not going to even attempt to replace the voice of the Bulldogs, but I'll do my best to describe what's happening in the game.
Well, I have to say, John, you know, I wasn't looking forward to being without my normal broadcast partner, but, you know, there's no better fill-in than having my brother here alongside me, and we're going to do our best to keep up the high standard that Daniel set, and I can't thank him enough for what he's done to make the Horizon Sports Network what it is today. And, you know, we realize it won't be the same, but we hope folks will just bear with us a little bit.
For sure. We'll do our best. We'll miss Daniel, but we'll get through it, and we'll bring the action to you.
And, you know, John, it's homecoming here tonight. I expect a big turnout from Bulldog Nation, not only to see homecoming queen Briley Burchett and football queen Hallie Buford get crowned before the game here. I think the festivities are supposed to start about 6:30. Folks will probably be able to see it on the Facebook Live. We won't be doing a play-by-play of it or anything like that, but you'll be able to see all the queens and the other superlatives and so on. But, you know, we're also here for one of the best matchups of the season so far. We got York coming in here, and this one's going to be a good one between the Dogs and the Dragons, John.
Yeah, York's a good team. You know, they're a Class 2A team. It's a school. Actually, a funny fact, I was doing research. I found that it's the only school in the United States operated by a state government.
You know, right. York Institute. Yep.
York Institute, located in Jamestown, Tennessee. They got a 5-3 record. They're actually undefeated in their region. They're a tough, gritty team. They could, you know, they could easily just be a one-loss team. That loss early on to Bledsoe. In the first game of the season, you know, like you told me, they had a lot of turnovers and things. So, besides that, last week they had a real close game with I think we said they were a 3A team, 4A team, Knox Gibbs, you know, to go on the road to Knoxville. And it was still a pretty close game, even though they lost.
So, yeah, and the only other bad loss they had, of course, was Stone Memorial, and we know how good they are. And then those two wins or losses to Bledsoe and Gibbs, they both had the turnover bug hit them in those, John. So, again, this York team's going to be pretty solid that Clay County's going up against tonight.
Clay County doesn't need to overlook this team at all. You know, you need to go out, play your game, you know, respect your opponent just like you would any night, and, you know, play hard.
Yeah, and after three blowouts in a row, we've seen Clay County have their way with the last three opponents. You know, this is also a good test for Clay County to get them ready for what we've all been waiting for, and that's that region title showdown next week with Gordonsville. But the Dogs better worry about the Dragons first here tonight. And unlike York, you know, there's one group that we never have to worry about, and that's the ones that make it all possible. That's our sponsors, John. They've been with us from the very beginning, and they're the reason we're here tonight.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you basically just send out a notice to them that we're getting ready for a new season, and every one of them just responds and say, yes, we're on board. You know, it's a testament to what the standard you guys set, as you mentioned earlier, which a lot of it's you too, bro.
Well, I appreciate that. Folks, we also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Holland Horizon newspaper each week. because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the print media. John and I, and of course the help of my father, we put that out every week. We hope folks will pick up a copy of that. We're doing our best to cover the dogs as best we can. Great photos from Kendra Reagan and the CCHS media group. So pick up a copy.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. That headline read, Bulldogs to host York for homecoming Friday night, because the story of the game wasn't much to tell, as Clay County dominated throughout. After previewing tonight's game and hearing Coach Lamb's thoughts on York, his familiarity with Dragon head coach Derwin Wright, he talked about how the real season starts tonight and this week. It's time to play, and it's not just this week. It's the next 7 weeks, Lamb said, alluding to what we all hope is a deep playoff run coming right here at home in Salina. And he also talked about how his team is getting healthy at the right time, with quarterback Keaton Arms, tight end John Hamilton, and center Stone Lynn returning to the lineup tonight. He said Arms will start at quarterback after missing the last three games, and he praised sophomore signal caller Nate Adams for his relief work in Arm's absence. Nate did a phenomenal job, Lamb said. He's amazing, and I can't say enough good things about Nate Adams. And at Grundy, the young phenom had all his talents on display, John, as your summary is going to show.
Adams triggered the blowout win over Grundy County last week by accounting for 5 touchdowns. He threw 3. 2 to senior wideout Jimmy Burchett, and another to senior tailback Joseph Markham, and ran for 2 more. Markham's score was the first of the contest, and it came when Markham Adams turned a sure sack into 6 points. By utilizing his improvisation skills to avoid multiple defenders and complete a one-handed touchdown pass, Adams then found junior Weston Birdwell for the 2-point conversion and hit Burchett from 12 yards out for his initial score on the Dogs' next offensive possession, which surged Clay County ahead 16-0 midway through the first quarter, after Markham added a 2-point run. Senior Alec Kerr dented the scoreboard next with an 18-yard rushing touchdown before Adams called his own number from 4 yards out, and he and Markham each added 2-pointers on the ground. Another Kerr rushing score paired with Markham tossing a two-point conversion pass to Burchett, sent the Dogs into halftime up 40-0. In the second half, Adams threw his final touchdown to Burchett and ran in another early in the third period. Senior Levi Garrett also added two extra point kicks before reserves finished out the contest to account for that final margin of Clay County over Grundy County, 54-0.
Yeah, total domination from Clay County in that one, John. And, you know, they amassed 388 total yards on 45 plays, including 286 yards and four touchdowns rushing and 102 total passing yards by three different players. Nate Adams was 8 for 10 for 94, three TDs and a two-point conversion. His brother, freshman Nolan Adams, completed one pass out of two for 5 yards. Then Markham had that 1 3-yard two-point conversion. Burchett was the leading receiver with 4 catches for 53 yards and a two touchdowns and two-point conversion. Kerr caught 2 balls, 23 yards. Markham, 2 for 18 and a touchdown. Burble, 1 for 3. And junior Braden Hallred had a catch for 5 yards. Markham was the leading rusher, 13 carries, 116 yards, 2 two-point conversions. Nate Adams had 7 carries for 44 yards, 2 touchdowns and a two-pointer. Kerr, 5 carries, 42 yards, 2 touchdowns. Burchett, 2 carries for 9 yards. Burble, 1 for 25. Nolan Adams, 1 for 11. Junior Layton Brown had 2 carries for 13 yards. And freshman Cole Leeds, 2 for 26. Defensively, Burchett and Garrett led the way with 4 tackles each. 6 others posted 2 apiece, and they were Markham, fellow seniors Ricardo McElroy and Hunter Kyle, juniors Parker Smith and Ben Maxfield, and sophomore Worm Smith. Brown, Kerr, Burville, Allred, Nolan Adams, Hayden McGee, Austin Anderson, sophomore Eli Burnett all had 1 tackle apiece, and Nate Adams had that interception to round out a long list of statistics in that one. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dell Hollow Horizon. It'll describe everything just like John and I just went through. We also want to ask you to remind your friends we're on the air tonight. Copy the link at the top of your page. Text it to them, and we would appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for a battle between the Dogs and the Dragons here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we...
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for my personal favorite segment, Battle Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the playoffs for 5 consecutive seasons. and they have 24 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 11-24, with the furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The York Institute Dragons have also made trips to the postseason in the past five consecutive seasons, and they've made 21 playoff appearances overall, dating back to their first advancement in 1979. They have a 9-21 playoff record, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 2009, when former Clay County head coach Dickie Brown led his alma mater on a magical playoff run that ended in Milan to the eventual state runners-up. These teams are old rivals from the past, and they're meeting for the 33rd time in their histories, first squaring off all the way back in 1939, and then meeting each year that Solana fielded the team through the 1974 season. The series was renewed for a pair of games in 01 and 02, and then they went dormant again until last year. The largest Bulldog margin of victory came in 1958 when the Dogs won 63-0. The largest Dragon victory, 2001, 35-0. Excluding the unknown outcome in 52, the Bulldogs lead the series with a record of 19-10 with one tie. Series stat leaders include, Thomas, I'm going to let you tell about some of these historical stats.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing that series history right there. You know, Clay County got a pretty good advantage, double them up, 19-10 so far. But, yeah, there's in the short history, especially recent history, you know, we don't have a whole lot of season stats against York to go by. We got one that's near and dear to our heart here, passing yardage leader and passing touchdown leader. 1974 came from our late uncle and Hall of Famer Bill Napier. He threw for 179 yards and three touchdowns in 74 in that win over York. And Greg Craig leads the receiving touchdowns against the Dragons in that same game with two. And then we also have a longest receiving touchdown here, John, and I'll let you talk about it.
Well, two gentlemen who are both, again, in the Hall of Fame tied for this record, and I guess they were both in
the... No, they're not tied. This is the quarterback and the receiver, longest receiving touchdown. I think it was Larry Austin, or I don't know, maybe Jerry Strong to Larry Austin. Anyway, both of those were involved, both Hall of Famers. It was a 70-yarder, and it came in 1969. And then the tackle leader against York, Robert Chaffin, he had 13 stops in 1973. And then besides that, the only other defensive stat we have is interceptions, John, and I'll let you talk about them.
Yeah, in 1974 in that game when you mentioned Craig had those two receiving touchdowns, well, he also had two interceptions in the same game. A really good game overall for him. Also with two in 1970 was Leo Bowles. So good to call those names from the past, especially, like you said, Uncle Bill, to have a record like that. It means a lot, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you don't have any other comments, Thomas, this will conclude our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we're going to return with our lustral and decadal history.
We serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to
distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Tonight on A Bite of Bulldog History, we continue celebrating the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that's celebrating either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week, we discussed the 2017. This evening, we turn back the clock 25 years to 1997. The Green Bay Packers beat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. The web address, www.google.com, was registered. Mike Tyson bit off part of Evander Holyfield's ear, and David Threat was in his third and final year as the head coach of Salina High School football. John, this is a team you're very familiar with, you know, due to the fact this was your senior season at the helm of the black and gold at quarterback. You guys finished with a 7-5 record, playing a tough schedule, and as one of the few teams back then that made it to the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, of course, these guys are all familiar to me. It was a good team. You know, we'd come off a good year the year before, so we had some high expectations. You know, we played hard. It was a strong line. You know, the offensive line was really good, was good for me, you know.
Yeah, good team here, and we'll get into that tough schedule in just a bit. But, you know, the one thing that jumps out at me right off the bat about this team, it may be the first ever that I've seen allow more points than they scored and still have success. If you look at this, John, you guys scored 20.8 points per game, but you gave up 22.1. So, to me, that shows the heart, the experience that you guys had. You know, your defense gave up more than you scored, but you still ended up with a winning record and went deep into the playoffs. And, you know, I know you're really familiar with this roster here we have in front of us. It was an underclassman-heavy team. You know, two-thirds of the team, 18 juniors and seniors on this squad, and a total of 10 underclassmen. Tell folks who was on this team, will you?
Yeah, a lot of those players have played multiple years leading into this season, too, on some good teams. So a lot of experience, a lot of upperclassmen. But it started out with five freshmen, Travis Webb, Brian Pennington, James Kyle, Nick Melton, and Eric Hughes. And then five more sophomores, Tommy Chambers, Colby Short, Travis Crabtree, Hall of Famer Chris Bartlett was a key player on this team. And, of course, our very own colleague, Daniel Strong, was on this team, too.
Right.
Played a lot. Besides those, like we said, you know, a good chunk of upperclassmen in the starting lineup. Juniors included Jason Ashley, Todd Lynn, who's got a son playing out here tonight, Jonathan West, Benji Bailey, Brad Ford, Chris Bowles, Jonathan Lyons, and Chad Holloway is a familiar face here at John Teeples Field.
No doubt.
Every time there's a game. So, but those seniors that we had 10 seniors, you know. I was the quarterback. Also, Derek Scott, Matt Adams was tied in, played a key role. Timmy Dolworth, Brian Plumley was a running back. Linemen like Dale Strong, Lance Cherry, James Bain was a monster. Jeff Cunningham was a solid linebacker and a guard. And Josh Lethier is a man that I could hit deep on just about every Friday night if I wanted to.
Yeah, and then you had a Hall of Fame coaching staff too. You know, Coach David Threat, he was the head coach. He's in the Hall of Fame. The legendary Joe Neal Eads and Randall Walker, and then Jerry Strong also. So four Hall of Famers on your coaching staff, and then you also had assistant Pat Teeples.
We were blessed with, you know, I want to step in right there. We were blessed with a lot of great coaches on our staff, as you were too, the years right. leading into this. But,
sure.
Go ahead.
Managers included Scott Barnett, Chastity Langford, and Tyler Walker. John, let's get into this schedule a little bit here. If you look at it, you guys had a great start to the season. Started off 4-0. You beat Baxter in a close one, 14-7. Blew out Red Bull and Springs just like you're supposed to. And then went in and beat the Blue Devils, 35-13. And in that one, you held the Devils to negative 14 yards rushing. So even though they gave up a few points throughout the season, had a pretty good defense too. Josh Clotier having an 80-yard kickoff return touchdown to set the tone in that one. And then you beat Watertown 28-6. You threw for three touchdown passes, all to Matt Adams in that one. So that had to be a big win against the Purple Tigers.
Matt was a safety blanket for sure that year. You know, it was a big win over them, but it kind of turned a little sour after that. We had to go on the road to Scott County, kind of a bigger school back then, you know, more physical team. They punched us in the mouth in the first half and kind of beat us pretty hard. And then we came back home, and week five is when we would play Gordonsville in those days. And a big matchup. We were leading 18-14 late in the game. Gave up a late touchdown, passing touchdown. And then even had a chance to come back down the field and get a shot at a kick, but you know it's tough to make kicks under pressure in high school in those situations. We weren't able to do it that night, but we did lose to them 20-18.
The final score in that one, John, and you know, tough loss to Gordonsville. We've seen a lot of those over the years. 1 point, 2 point, touchdown or less losses to the Tigers. They hurt even more. So you're 4-2. You're headed to Lafayette to face Macon County, and you come away with a big 20-7 win there. So you're 5-2, and you run into a buzzsaw. You talked about Scott County, but no greater buzzsaw in this day and time than the Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. They beat you 56-0 this time. We'll talk about it in a little while. You run into them again, unfortunately, down the road. And then two straight losses, Trousdale County. You host Livingston, lose to them 39-12. And I tell you what, that's when Hawkeye was pretty tough back in the day. I think they were 8-1 after beating you guys. You know, had Grant Swallows, who went on to play at Tennessee Tech. He threw for like 250 yards and three touchdowns in that one. So Hawkeye got you. So there you are. You're sitting at 5-4 with a showdown with Monterey to end the season.
Yeah, we went ahead and you know, took care of Monterey on the road. I remember that game, actually. It was really cold up there on the mountain that night. But we beat them and went on into the playoffs, played in the first round on the road, went to Friendship Christian, who, of course, now in the private classification. They were a good team. They were 7-4 at that point. As you mentioned, we were
6-4 going into the playoffs.
Anyway, that's what it says. Friendship was 8-2.
Right.
But we did end up beating them in a tough fought battle.
14-7 final score in that one. So, again, one of very few Bulldog teams that actually won a playoff game back in that time and advanced to the second round. And then there they were, sitting there waiting for you. The eventual state champions, they went 15-0 that year. They scored 733 points while only allowing 63. Their average score on the season was 49-4. And that's kind of how it turned out, John. Not a shutout this time. You guys played with them for a little while. Final score didn't look that great, 41-7, but you gave them all you had.
Yeah, we scored in the first half of that game, actually, early on against them. Of course, they probably took that as a challenge and just went ahead and beat us. 41-12 was the score, but actually that 41-12 score was the closest game they played all year long.
Yeah.
I think they won the championship 55-0 or something that year.
Yeah, just an unbelievable Trousdale County team. You know, it's hard to believe this is 25 years ago, John, but we've also got a list of some of your classmates and the people you went to school with, a big group of cheerleaders, and I'll let you call them off.
They always supported us. Of course, they traveled on the road, but those cheerleaders were Amy Roten, Janet Barlow, Shauna Price, Jessica Moss, Renee Thompson, Jennifer Minchie, Alicia Hayes, Jessica White, Nikki Braun, Ashley Alonzo, Lindsey Walker, Abby Ridge, and Heather York. The queen that year, the football queen, was Miss Amber Eisenberg. Thomas, it's been our pleasure to discuss this 1997 Salina High School Bulldogs for celebrating their 25th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's homecoming game with York, where the Dogs will look to improve to 8-1 with a win over the Dragons. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior center Stone Lynn for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, good to have you again.
Thank you, Thomas. I'm glad to be here.
Stone, appreciate you sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, your team had another tune-up last week with a third straight blowout win at Grundy County. You know, you said it's hard not to be pleased with a win like that, but you also mentioned there's some things that needed to be cleaned up a little bit. What were they?
You know, mostly our I thought we came out flat, and I thought we played flat, and we kind of went through the motions, and that's one of those things that, you know, those nine seniors, we kind of reminded those guys that, you know, you don't get these games back. And when it's over, it's over, and you should have no regrets. And we kind of went and touched base with that, and we try to touch base with that every week. So it's something that we need to look at and fix.
And you're also missing some big pieces in that one, including this guy sitting beside you, who, in my opinion, is an unsung hero. You know, it all starts with Stone Lynn on offense, doesn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. You know, getting the snap back to the quarterback, number one thing you got to do. And if you can't do that, nothing's going to work. And, you know, a bad snap messes timing up of the play. And, you know, it changes everything if you have a bad snap. And, you know, Stone, you know, knock on wood, he's not made one yet. And he's done a great job. And he always has his man. And you talk about a kid who gives everything he's got. I mean, he leaves you on the field every time he goes out there.
And Stone, you've got a heritage at that position too, you know, several generations of centers in your family. We talked about your dad. How much has that helped you in being so reliable and so solid as the point man of that offense?
I mean, it's helped me a lot. I mean, my dad, he's taught me a lot, and so has my uncle, and my grandpa did a little bit too, just having it in my family. I mean, I guess I almost call it a curse. If you're Lynn, you're gonna be a center. I mean, that's just the way it's flown for the last 50-60 years.
Right.
And it's a long time, and that's how I feel.
And, Coach, you know, Stone is Mr. Reliable in that shotgun set. You talked about how important it is. But, you know, his blocking is probably isn't recognized enough. You know, it's not like a tackle or guard. A lot of times a defender can get the jump on a center. You know, how big is it to have a guy like Stone there to handle that?
It's huge. You know, not only does he start to play, you know, like you said, he's got a block. And, you know, we faced a lot of teams this year that's got a nose guard, got a guy right on him. And it's usually a quick guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Stone's done a great job of getting the ball back to Keaton or Nate. And he does a great job of stepping and getting his hands on him and moving. And I've just been extremely pleased. And a lot of times with a offensive lineman, you know they played well if you don't notice them in the
right.
game. And you know, Stone, he's played great this year. And we missed him this past week. And you could tell by our snaps because some of our plays were the timing was off because of the snap. So, you know, we're tickled to have him back.
Stone, take us through that if you can. You know, people have no idea what it's like. The pressure to make a good snap, number one, then either pick up a guy trying to get by you or go find somebody at the next level to block. What's going through your head when you grab that ball and line them down?
I mean, like I tell everybody, I can snap. Like, everybody can snap in the locker room. But
sure.
Whenever it starts, the snap slowly starts fading to the back of your head. When the linebacker starts walking up and everybody starts shifting, it can be really easy just to, like, throw it over his head or roll it to him. I just don't think about it. It's just the last thing that happens, and then it's almost muscle memory at this point just to throw it back there. I mean.
And I've asked this of all the guys. We'll flow right into that. You know, you're a part of an exceptional senior class that's won over 30 games now and has a chance to win more than anybody. Why is this group you're a part of so special?
Well, I think we just played together. I mean, I haven't played with them as long as they have, but I've played since eighth grade, and I think we know each other. It's kind of a smaller community, and we're all friends with each other. I think that helps a lot with the, I wouldn't call it bond, but like knowing
mm-hmm.
how everybody plays, their strengths and weaknesses, and just helping each other out. That's a big one.
Coach, that's going to be big moving forward, too. You have Stone and all the guys back at the right time. As you said for the newspaper, the preseason's over. It's all for real from here on out. How tough is this first test going to be tonight against a quality York team?
Well, it's, you know, number one, it's York Dragons. I've coached against them so many times over the years. And Coach Wright does an amazing job. And they're going to be extremely physical. They're going to come out, and they're going to play hard-nosed football, and they're going to come right at us. So it's a test. It's a test we've not had in a few weeks. And it will prepare us for the future. You know, we need to go out and execute and do what we do and take care of the York Dragons. And it's a good look for us to see this right before we get ready for the playoffs.
Stone, you guys handled the Dragons pretty good up on the mountain last year, you know, but this is a different team coming in here tonight, and it's homecoming. How bad do you want this one?
I want it really bad. It being my senior homecoming, I mean, I want to win this game. If there's one game out of the season, rather in Gordonsville, that I want to win, it's this one. There's no doubt in my mind. I want to show them that we can beat a good football team.
Coach, big crowd, big atmosphere. Big distractions. How are you preparing this team to handle tonight's outside noise?
So wow. I mean, I'm telling you, it's been a crazy week, you know. Homecoming week always is, and it's always a head coach's dream, football coach's dream, but during the homecoming week, you know. So, no, it's been good. The kids have been focused when it comes to practice, and you know, that's the main thing, is just making sure when we go out to practice, we understand what's going on, our heads in it during that 2 hours we're out there, and you know, that will carry over into the game. And there are a lot of distractions, a lot of things going on, but you know, if there wasn't a football game, we wouldn't have homecoming. So you know, we need to take care of business.
Besides that, you know, you touched on it. York has a good team and a good yes. coach, and you're very familiar with both, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, every year I've been a head coach. I've coached against New York Dragons, and most of the time when I played them, Derwin Wright was there. And he's a good friend of mine, and you know, I think the world of him, but, you know, I want to beat his tail tonight, you know. So and I'm sure he wants to do the same thing to me, and he's a great guy, but – they're a good football team, and you know, they're very physical, and they play downhill, they play right at you, and get in your face, and that's what we got to do. We got to come right back at them.
Stone, you guys got a pretty good team and a pretty good coach too, who's an offensive line guy. I can't end this interview without talking about that. What's it been like, and how has Coach Lamb helped you in the trenches this year?
He's helped me a lot. I've learned a lot this year. More than I've learned last year. He's taught me so much more, and I think I've gotten better than what I was last year. It's like, it's crazy to see. Like, looking back at my film from last year and this year, it's just a lot. There's a lot different, and there's a lot that I've done better this year than I've done last year.
Pretty good credit to you, Coach.
It's not me. It's these kids. These kids, they come out, they want to be good, and, you know, they work their tail off, and you know, all the credit goes to them, because they come out and work every day and leave it on the field, and you know, they'll do extra, and that's a sign of a lot of good leaders.
Coach, what does Stone and this Bulldog team have to do to come out on top tonight?
We got to match their physicality. You know, we know they're going to come and get in their face and come after us and do things, and then they're pretty athletic. Their quarterback's really good, and we got to be disciplined, and we got to execute what we do. There's not a lot of different things that we're going to do than what we've been doing in the past few weeks, but you know, we're going to line up and play football, and we just got to do what we're supposed to do.
Stone, you ready for that?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm ready to get after it.
All right, guys. Appreciate you taking the time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Thomas.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
We're back on the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for How They Fared. From Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards is going to take us through this segment. Let's get his mic set back up again, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. How they fared. Let's just jump right into it here. The Jackson County Blue Devils fell to Smith County 41-0 last week. They currently sit at 2-6. Tonight they host the Jets of Cumberland County.
Turned out to be a pretty tough season there so far for Coach Loftus and the Blue Devils. Still have a chance to finish out strong, though.
And I found out today that they lost one of their best players in Jordan Arroyo for the season. Also one of their best basketball players.
Yeah.
Clinton County, Kentucky, fell to Monroe County 37-20 last week. They currently sit at 0-8. Tonight they're at Butler County, Kentucky, to take on the Bears. Cornersville, 2-6 after a 28-12 loss to Wayne County. They are at Moore County to take on the Raiders tonight.
I think we found out maybe Cornersville is a little down. That's what folks talked about when they came in here to John Tipples Field. We took care of them pretty good, and everybody else is.
Yeah, I think they're struggling a little bit. Maybe a rebuilding year for them. Joe Burns, idle last week, still sitting 2-6. They take on the Eagles of Ezel Harding tonight. Westmoreland lost what it was essentially their region championship game last week to East Robertson, 29-7. They are currently 5-3. Tonight, they are at White House to take on the Blue Devils.
You know, we felt like Westmoreland was a pretty daggum good team. I just tell you how good East Robertson probably is, Coach.
I'm telling you, we all picked Westmoreland in that game. I guess because we had seen them maybe in person. Mm-hmm. But East Rob just put it all over. East Rob going to 2A in football next classification period. So, or staying in 2A, I mean, still coming back down. Red Bull and Springs did not play last week. They are at Gordonsville this week, still looking for that fourth win. I don't see them getting it tonight.
Me neither.
Scott High, 0-8 after losing 42-14 to Fulton. Tonight it's the Battle of the Highlanders as they take on Gatlinburg Pittman, who is 7-1.
Yeah, I was going to say that one will probably be ugly.
Yeah. Grundy, 0-9 after being shut out by Clay County, 54-0. They are off this week. York Institute lost last week 24-7 to Knoxville Gibbs, currently 5-3, which I'm sure you guys mentioned earlier when I was not in the booth. Gordonsville, 6-2. They were off last week. They have Red Bull and Springs tonight.
Yeah, they're going to be coming into here at 8-2. We could be the same, or actually be 7-2, I guess, if we don't take care of York tonight. But going to be a battle next week, Coach.
Yeah, that's the one that, you know, I personally look forward to this one and next week all season long. So, Bulldog opponents 25-56 on the season. Let's pick a few games, fellas. Cumberland County Jets going to be at Jackson County tonight. Cumberland County 1-7, Jackson 2-6. Maybe I gave away too much information there about the Blue Devils.
But even with the Royal out, I'm going to go with the Blue Devils at home. Like I said, I think Coach Loftus is going to close out the season strong.
Daniel also wanted me to represent him and his picks tonight. So he's also going to go with Jackson County Blue Devils in this matchup.
Well, I'm going with the Jets. Going with the Jets. I think they're a bigger school, a little more physical, a little more depth. I look for them to go to Jackson and win. Battle of winless teams. I just threw this one in there. The Hardin Valley Hawks, which, by the way, happens to be where former Clay County coach Matt Bates is right now.
Okay.
They're currently 0-8 at the Governors. William Blunt, currently 0-8.
I'd have to go with the home team, William Blunt here. You know, when you got two bad teams, surely the one that's home is going to play a little better.
You got to think that they do have the advantage. I'm going with them as well.
I guess that's a sweep in the wash for William Blunt there. A wash, as you guys call it.
A wash. Tyner Rams, 8-0 at Alcoa, taking on the Tornadoes, 7-1. Perennial powerhouse Alcoa.
I'll say that was an easy choice. Daniel has made that choice. He chooses Alcoa in this case. So
I got to go with Daniel on that one. The home team. I think Alcoa, that's the first game they've lost in a pretty good while.
They lost to, I can't remember who it was. It's a Knoxville team that's 8-0 right now and playing Maryville tonight, whoever that is. I think the Rams get it done. I'm just going to go with the Rams for pull ups.
Trying to get a game on you guys with that one.
Oh, he's already got several on us.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to win that one.
Another game.
Yeah.
Bledsoe County, 5-3. Going to Monterey, take on the Wildcats, 6-2. I'm going Bledsoe. I just think
I'm going
Bledsoe beat this
too.
York team.
It's a tough place to play up there at Monterey, but, you know, since you made me pick Hawkeye and made me pick the Blue Devils this year, I think I'm going to start to be a Wildcat hater. I can't pick Monterey this year.
Well, this could be an opportunity for Daniel in this case. He chooses Monterey, so maybe he'd get one of those games back.
He's always been a Wildcat man.
Yeah, I think so.
I know he's listening. He's shaking his head right there. And a big one. Macon County, the Tigers 7-1, going to Smith County to take on the Owls 7-1.
Battle of two stud teams in Upper Cumberland this year.
Yeah, and I'm going to stick with what I've been doing all night long. I'm going with the home team in this one. Smith County at home. I think Macon kind of got exposed on their home field here a couple weeks back. I'm going with Smith County.
Am I next or Daniel?
Daniel's in line with Thomas in this case. So he also goes with Smith County. The team from Carthage is pretty tough. So
they are. They're big. I know Macon had a couple of injuries a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if those guys are back or not. I have no idea.
Sure, you
know. it's hard for me to pick Macon. So I'm going with Owls, too.
Had us all in suspense there for a minute.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burt. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. 5.5 minutes from kickoff. Going to kick it back over to John right here.
And now it's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, talk about offensively.
Well, I'm trying to sneak it in here before the anthem. Looks like we're getting preparing for the national anthem. But offensively, you know, I think it's just keep it simple early. You know, Clay County needs to do what they do. But especially since, you know, Keaton Arms coming back this week after being out 3 games, you know, don't get me wrong, he'll pick right up where he left off. But there could be a little adjustment getting back to live game speed, you know. But once he settles in, I think this Bulldog offense rolls, John. I don't think York can stop them if they do what they do. With the 1-2 punch of Joseph Markham and Alec Kerr and, you know, the other dynamic skill players we have, plus we get to add back in Arms power running tonight. Pick your poison, John. I just don't think they can stop Clay County.
What about on defense?
Well, defensively, you know, York's got another extremely athletic quarterback, which we've seen all year. But to me, it starts in the trenches. And we got 3 seniors at the point of that Bulldog defense. Hunter Kyle, Ricardo McElroy, and John Hamilton, plus the experience in the linebacking core. You know, Coach D will have this squad ready, and these seniors will be ready too. Folks, we're going to take a break for the national anthem. We'll be right back with more Keys to the Game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We're back here doing the keys of the game after the national anthem. But on defense, you know, Coach D is going to have his squad ready, but I think it's going to come down to the fact the Dragons have a younger offensive line, and we've got the experience. We've got had guys that's been doing it for 4 years, and that's going to be the difference on defense. Overall, you know, it is homecoming, so blocking out the outside noise will be key. But to me, I think winning the turnover battle could be the difference in this game. This Clay County team's not one that makes mistakes, and they have to continue that here tonight. York's been known to do it a couple of times, including last week versus Gibbs, which cost them the game. You know, I know we know these Dogs are ball hawks. So if York has to go to the air, look for Clay County pick an interception to be a big play in this one. A takeaway could swing momentum. And if it goes in Clay County's way, John, the Dogs are going to roll with a little help.
Hope to see it. And that's been the keys of the game from analyst Thomas Weaver. Brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Just this week, we've seen the colors come in, Thomas, and Mother Nature has shown us her beauty. The temperature at kickoff will be 61 degrees. At halftime, 58. Maybe the end of the game might be down to 56. No precipitation in the forecast. A light wind.
humidity at a minimum. And this has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, door siding, roof metal, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. And now, we'll wrap up the Cark West pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Coach, it's time for you to cover it all like their agency does.
John, I think a couple keys tonight. I think number one is we got to match the physicality of the Dragons. I saw that. I experienced that personally in basketball last year. We, they put 96 on us up at Jamestown there, and we just didn't match their physicality as the game went along, and suffered the consequences there. I think it's going to be the same from football. They're going to come out and hit you in the mouth. Coach Wright's known for that style. I mean, not dirty, but just real physical and playing hard. Secondly, I think we got to win the turnover battle. I think Thomas touched on that. I think York's been plagued a little bit with turnovers. I think we win that turnover battle. I look for us to do very well tonight.
That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. As we get set, closing in on kickoff, I want to go ahead and read off the starting lineups. The State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. On the offensive line, we have Hayden McGee, Levi Garrett, Stone Lynn, Hunter Kyle, Wyatt Browning. At receiver, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, Nate Adams. The tight end will be John Hamilton. At running back, Joseph Markham. And the senior quarterback will be back on the field tonight, Keaton Arms. On defense, the senior Ricardo McElroy is at nose guard. Defensive tackles, John Hamilton, Hunter Kyle. Inside linebackers, Levi Garrett and Ben Maxfield. Outside linebackers are going to be Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Cornerbacks will be Nate Adams and Weston Birdwell. And then joining them at safety will be Jimmy Burch and Alec Kerr. That's been the State Farm starting lineups. Brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto life, home, and more. And health, too. So as we get set here, get ready for kickoff, Clay County will be receiving because York won the toss and deferred to the second half. Clay County's wearing their black uniforms with gold numbers. York has purple pants and white jerseys. The ball's set for kickoff.
Great crowd here in front of us tonight, not only for homecoming. Again, we got to see the crowning of Hallie Buford, the football queen, and Briley Burchett, the homecoming queen. And here comes the kick.
Short kick off to the left, goes out of bounds, right at about the 35-yard line. That's a penalty.
Yeah, let's see if Coach Lim makes them kick or they're going to accept it, and they are, John. Clay County will start 1st and 10 from their own 35.
Beautiful night out here. A big crowd is drawn in as tonight's homecoming. The Dogs are set to begin this game with their senior quarterback back on the field.
Yeah, for first game in 3. Keaton Arms has been out for 3 games so far, and he's back to take the shotgun snap. Dang.
Whistles blow here to stop before we get the first play.
Not sure what's going on here. We got a conference with the white hat and the side judge. They've got it figured out, John. Got the ball reset. Hopefully we're ready to get underway.
We're still going to be 1st and 10 from the 35-yard line of the Dogs. Arms takes the snap, and this is a direct run to the left. He's got big yardage. Woo! Across the 50, plows into the defender. He's down to the about the 45-yard line.
This is a great run on the first snap of the ball game. Arms gets to the corner because of senior Joseph Markham and the blocking out front. And you know what he does when he gets rolling, John. He lowered the shoulder, and he's got it all the way down to the 46-yard line of York.
Clay County breaks huddle, comes to the 46 where it's 1st and 10. 2 to the right. Arms in the gun. Markham steps to the right. Arms hands to the Kerr. He's got a minimal gain across the 45 down to the 44-yard line where it'll be second down.
It's a two-yard gain right there for Kerr, but you saw he had a crease, and that's the difference in the teams we've been playing in this York Dragon team, John. You know, we're seeing a little bit a better quality opponent. Most of the time, when Kerr sees that much space, he picks up a first down and more. That time, only a two-yard gain.
Arms breaks huddle, sends two receivers left and two receivers right. Markham's still in the backfield with him. Steps to the left. Arms takes the shotgun snap. Another run straight up the middle to the left. He's got a first down and more. He's across the 30, the 20, down to the 10-yard line where he's tackled there. Big game for Keaton Arms.
Yeah, what a run. And it's these guys, these seniors, just like I said to start this one. Alec Kerr out there leading the way. Great blocking at the point of attack again. Arms got the corner. Kerr turned around, saw him coming, turned, picked up another defender, and then got Arms inside the 10. It's first and goal, John.
It's on the 9-yard line, Thomas. First and goal from the 9. 10 minutes left here in the first quarter. No score. Arms takes the snap, hands to Markham off to the right, who makes a cut right up the middle, gets plowed by some York Dragons.
Good defense right there by the Dragons. It looks like Markham picked up about 4 on that one, John.
It's going to be second down from the 6-yard line, Thomas.
Give him a gain of 3.
Clay County Bulldogs break the huddle, send 2 to the left. Kerr in the slot on the left. Burchett out wide right. Fakes the hand to Markham. Takes it himself up the middle for a few yards.
Going to
bring up third down.
Yeah, big third down right here. You have to think, of course, we're in fourth down territory. We'll see offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard kind of keeping it simple once we've gotten inside the 10-yard line, John. You have to think he's got 2 plays to get there here on third and goal. Let's see if he doesn't do the same.
Third and goal from the 5-yard line. Kerr in the wing to the right. Markham steps wing to the left for Kerr, who motions to the right. Fake the jet snap to him. Arms is hit in the backfield. They can't take him down, but they stopped him for a loss on that one.
Yeah, just the read option look again with the jet sweep action from Kerr. He rode Kerr and then pulled it and went straight up the gut, and there was a Dragon waiting for him. Looks like a tackle for loss there, John. The ball's back to the 9-yard line.
As a result of the last play, I think it's the 8-yard line.
Okay.
I'm going to call it 4th and 8.
All right.
And that 8 would get them in the goal, in the end zone.
4th and goal to 8.
Snap to Arms. Rolls right. Throws to...
wide open.
He's got his man in the end zone. It's a touchdown. Bulldogs. Ooh. Touchdown, Alec Kerr.
What a start for Clay County. Perfect ball from Keaton Arms. Like you said, John, good blocking. He rolled to his right. Nobody covered Alec Kerr in the back of the end zone. Howler's number 44. Get loose from this Dragon defense. You got to know where 44 is. Great start for Clay County. They're up 6-0, 8:03 left here in the first quarter.
Here comes what Daniel calls the muddle huddle to the left for the extra point. They do snap it out to Markham on the left side. He tries it up the gut.
He's
in for the 2 points. So at the 8:03 mark, Clay County has taken the lead first, 8-0 here in Solana. We'll be back.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 8-0 with 8:03 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. The Dogs just completed, they started on their own 35 and had a sustained drive with runs from Alec Kerr and Keaton Arms and Joseph Markham to get them in business before Arms on fourth and goal from the 8-yard line found Alec Kerr for an 8-yard score to put Clay County up 6. And then Markham added the 2-point conversion to make it 8-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Herndon Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Garrett puts a foot to it. Caught by the York, who takes it out to the 32-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10, York Institute. Their first chance to go on offense.
Got to go back to that play right there by Keaton Arms, the senior, his first pass in almost a month, and it was on the money to Alec Kerr for a touchdown, and Clay County goes up quick in this one. Let's see if this Clay County defense can do what I think they can do, and that's stop the Dragons.
1st and 10 from the 33, fakes the handoff, takes it up the middle.
Nice little gain there for the Dragons. Looks like that was the senior, Alec Kerr, coming up for his first stop on the night.
Brings up 2nd down. From the 37-yard line, York will have the 2nd down. And about 6. Quarterback's in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Hands to the running back up the middle. Good dog defenders there to stop him with minimal gain.
I think that was the point on that one was senior John Hamilton, and you had help from senior Levi Garrett on that stop, Daniel. It's not Daniel.
It's going to happen.
Going to bring up a big 3rd down right here close to midfield.
3rd and 3 from the 40-yard line. York breaks the huddle, sends 2 receivers to the right, wing to the left, running back at the quarterback's right hip. Hands it to the – no, he faked it and took it himself.
Yes, sir.
Pounded right there by Archett.
Yeah. About 4 seniors, Garrett Hamilton involved, Markham. I think you got to give Markham the first contact on that one. Again, these Clay County seniors are looking at this as a challenge, especially on the defense side. It's going to bring up 4th down. We'll have to see what Coach Durham Wright is going to do right here. Ball sits at the 41-yard line of York. Let's see, and it looks like they're coming out in their offensive set, John.
They sure are. They're packed in tight.
About 4th and 2.
Hands it to the running back up the middle.
He didn't get it.
He stopped short. That dog defense is all over him. Burchett again on the play.
Bottom of the pile comes junior Weston Birdwell, I think, with first contact right there. What a stop by Birdwell in this dog defense. This is what you need in a game like this. Clay County, 1st down right here.
I know I saw Herner Kyle come out of that pile, too. Clay County's going to take over here. Just 6 minutes left to go in the game. The 41-yard line. Clay County's got it 1st and 10. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Markham steps to the right. Snap to Arms. Arms rolls. He's chased in the backfield. 2 defenders had a hold of him. They're going to blow it dead right there. He tried to throw the ball away when he was kind of in the grass.
Yeah, just good penetration by York right there. And that's a devastating play, John. It's going to end up as Arms rolled to the right and then retreated back to midfield. It's going
looks like a 16-yard loss to me. It's going to bring up 2nd down.
And a mile.
They're on the 43-yard line.
Back on Clay County's side of the field, John.
That's right.
So, tough loss. 16 yards, just like you said.
second and extremely long from the 41. Arms takes the shotgun snap. Option pitch to Kerr, who's got the corner. He's across the 50, down to the 40 and out of bounds. He got back that.
There is a couple flags on that one. They're like holding on Clay County.
That's too bad. With the penalty, it'll nullify the run by Kerr.
Yeah, I didn't see the flag on that one, but just keep moving backwards. John, we started this drive at the Dragon 41, and now we're all the way back on the
ball spotted
25.
At the 30-yard line.
So still second down.
That's right. And even longer than before.
Yeah, as Daniel says, uncalculable.
Clay County comes to the line on this long second down. Shotgun snap to Arms, who fakes the handoff, takes it up the middle for a good gain. He's at the 34-yard line to bring up third down. And I'm saying it's about 30 yards.
Yeah, at least. The sack really took us out of it, and then the hold backed us way up here. Clay County not going to be able to take advantage of that turnover on downs, the big fourth down stop there by Weston Birdwell and company, unless they can get a miracle here.
What kind of play do you call on third and this long?
I think you're going to see maybe a screen from Coach Maynard, something safe, something simple, John, and a lot of times that works when you got players like Joseph Markham and Alec Kerr.
Third and very long, snaps high, but Arms controls it, steps up, avoids the rush, throws it long, he sees Burchett.
Another penalty flag about the 30-yard line.
The pass was out of his reach and fell incomplete. It's a false start or illegal procedure against Clay County.
Well, all that does is give you another shot.
They're going to decline that penalty.
Yeah.
I was definitely wrong about what Coach Maynard might do there. He took a shot. I was pretty impressed by the play call. Clay County's going to have to punt, though.
Fourth and extremely long. Clay County has the ball at the 34-yard line. There's 3 minutes and 54 seconds left in the first quarter. Clay County leads 8-0. The snap to the punter, who gets it away barely. Ball bounces at the 35 on down to the 31-yard line, where it's going to roll to a stop. York will take over after the Clay County punt. Clay County leads here 8-0 with 3:42 left in the first quarter.
You know, Clay County had a chance there to go up two scores in this ballgame. Great field position. Started inside York territory with that big defensive stop. And then you have things go wrong. You have mistakes. That's what Clay County can't do, Coach. We talked about coming in here. We've got to play mistake-free football tonight.
Yeah, it looked like York made an adjustment on that quarterback run, too, where Keaton had been so successful on that first drive. They stopped him when they tried to run it again.
York snaps it on first and 10 from the 31. Quarterback takes it around the left end.
Levi Garrett, the senior, with his first solo tackle of the night. Again, another upperclassman on this Bulldog defense has come to play.
Gain of about two. The ball rests at the 33-yard line of York. It's going to be second down and 8.
Take it down to about 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. We've seen two possessions by both teams so far. Clay County does lead 8-0.
York comes to the line. Quarterback hands. No, he fakes to the running back. Now he throws across the middle. Nearly intercepted by Jimmy Burchett.
Just great coverage there by Burchett. It was just kind of a shallow cross by the underneath of the slot receiver. We saw play action, and he reversed out, Lefew did, and then put it on a rope, really. Should have been a completed pass if it wasn't for the outstretched arm of Jimmy Burchett.
York Institute facing a 3rd and 8 from the 33-yard line. They break huddle. Send receivers to the right, three of them. Quarterback Lefew asks for the snap. It comes. He shuffles it inside.
No, sir.
Clay County's line is there to stop him in his tracks.
It's total domination in the trenches right now is what we're seeing. We're seeing John Hamilton. We're seeing Hunter Cowan. We're seeing Ricardo McElroy totally dominate the line of scrimmage. You know, you get that penetration. Most plays don't have a chance to go anywhere, and that's what we just saw, John.
This Clay County defense toughened up when they needed to. They forced the fourth down from the 33-yard line. 2 minutes, 2:22 left on the clock in the first quarter. Clay leads 8-0. York's in the punting formation. Kerr deep to receive. He's standing on about the 35. The punter runs to the right. Acts like he's going to.
He's short.
They've stopped him short. There's going to be a turnover on downs.
Jimmy Burchett, you can't fool him, John.
No, he ran like he was going to do a rugby-style punch.
He did.
He took about four or five steps, and then he just kept going. But Jimmy was there to wipe him out, stop him short. There's a turnover on downs. Clay County will take over at the 36-yard line, first and 10, 2 minutes left in the first quarter, leading 8-0.
Now, this is a territory where you might see Coach Maynard take a shot. Sitting here at the 36-yard line, we saw him do it on the third down play earlier. Let's see if he does it here. Nope, he goes back to Markham on the ground.
Hand off to Markham up the middle, met by a host of Dragon defenders. He might have gained one. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up second down. Clock ticking away, a minute and 40 left in the first.
You can see this Dragon defense is pretty tough theirself right there, Joe. We saw linebackers kind of crashing the line of scrimmage. Talked to Coach Lamb on Monday and for a preview for the paper, and he talked about how they just bring the house right up the gut.
Arms pitches to Markham to the right, who cuts it up. He's got good yardage. He breaks free a little bit, makes a spin move. He's across the 20 to the 10, down to the 5. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. What a run, Thomas.
That's vintage Joseph Markham right there. That's what you get. Two defenders about 6 yards down the field. He breaks both tackles, pulls a spin move, breaks to the sideline, stiff arms his way into the end zone. Clay County's up 2 scores. Minute 10 left here in the first quarter.
Another muddle huddle set for the extra point. What a run by Markham. He's so impressive. Set to snap. They snap it back. Adams rolls to the right, tries to get the ball away. It's tipped, and Kerr comes up with the catch for the two-point conversion. What a play.
I missed it all, John, but you described it very well.
Adams took the snap from the center. Instead of kicking it out to the side like the last time, strapped it back to Adams. He rolled to the right and threw it towards, I guess that would have been Jimmy Burchett, who kind of tipped it, got a hand on the ball, went up in the air. Kerr was in the right place at the right time, made the catch. 2 points is good. Clay County now leads 16-0. 1 minute and 10 seconds left in the first. We'll be back.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
We're back here in Clay County, who has just doubled their lead. They lead 16-0 here with 1 minute, 10 seconds left in the first. Garrett's kickoff is fielded by York Dragon, who's met at about the 35-yard line and driven back. See where they spot it. That mean dog defense is getting ready to come back on the field.
Yeah, I think you see Joseph Markham with the special teams tackle right there, John. Again, you look at what I have down for tacklers so far tonight. Alec Kerr, John Hamilton, Levi Garrett, Jimmy Burchett, and Joseph Markham. It's the senior leadership of this Clay County team really showing through on defense.
First and 10, York Institute from the 35-yard line. Snap back to the quarterback, who runs it himself up the middle for minimal gain. host of dogs underneath there. Thomas, can you pick out any defenders that made the tackle?
I think you're looking at the senior nose guard, the first contact there, Ricardo McElroy. So add another senior to the tackle list.
Second down and about seven from the 38-yard line. Clock ticks down, about 30 seconds left here in the first. York comes to the line, sends three receivers right. Quarterback still in the shotgun. Takes a snap.
Drops.
No pressure on him. Throws it kind of deep down the sidelines. Jimmy was there, but he couldn't look back, and it's complete. Pretty good chunk play there by York. Takes it down to the 29.
Yeah, and that's the athleticism we talked about coming into this one, Coach. You know, they've got some athletes on the outside. They got some speed. They got a guy that can make a move, too, because that guy lost Jimmy Burchett for just a minute. Burchett was running so hard trying to get caught back up, he never turned back to look when the ball got there. But he was there when it did. Folks, that's the end of the first quarter. York's threatening, but Clay County leads 16-0.
Today's fast pace. Everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
The first down play happened during the commercial. It was first and 10 from the 30-yard line, a gain of about four by the quarterback. It's going to bring up a gain of three. Second and seven from the 26. York breaks huddle, comes to the line. Quarterback left view, takes the snap, shuffles it under.
Blow it up.
Nowhere to go.
Levi Garrett coming around and making a statement there, but again, it was a senior, Ricardo McElroy, getting penetration. John, that's the quarterback comes out to one side, and it's like a little shovel pass underneath, and Ricardo McElroy sitting there waiting on it.
Tackle for loss on that one. The ball retreated about a yard. It's going to bring up third and nine.
Big third down right here. Again, you're on the verge of four down territory. If we could stop them here on third down, I think you're going to have to make Coach Wright make a decision with Clay County leading 16-0 early here in the second quarter.
Snap to left view, fakes the handoff and throws.
No, sir.
It's incomplete.
Bring up a big, big fourth down here. Let's see what Coach Wright's going to do.
The junior Birdwell was there to defend the pass. Fourth and nine from the 29-yard line.
And see left you coming out here, John. We've seen him go to there quite a bit. Clay County's been in position to make a pick or two. Let's see if they can get a turnover or at least get a turnover on downs right here.
York comes out with a spread formation, two receivers left. Shotgun snap, fakes it, drops the pass, throws it deep.
Look.
Got a man. It went through his arms, incomplete.
Great coverage on the outside right there. Again, never look back at the ball.
There is a flag at the line of scrimmage, guys.
flag at the line of scrimmage, so it was an interference. I can't tell.
I saw the ref said it was an illegal man downfield. The Clay County has declined the penalty.
So, great coverage by number 22. That was Weston Birdwell on the far sideline. I couldn't quite pick out that second number, John, but
another turnover on downs for Clay County.
It's this Bulldog defense just totally taking control.
With 10:28 left on the clock in the second quarter, Clay County's going to take over. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. Well, let's call it the 28-yard line. Three receivers come to the right for Clay. Markham steps to his hip. The snap, arm swings it wide to Kerr.
Good defense
right there. Defenders right there to make the stop.
It's just a standard bubble screen. We see it all the time to the three receiver side. York just doing a good job fighting through those wide receiver blocking and holds Kerr to no gain.
Yeah, basically no gain. Brings up second and 10 from the 32. I'm sorry. It's the 28. Arms set to take the snap. A blitz up the middle by York. Arms on the run around the left side. He's got yardage.
And good patience right there from quarterback Keaton Arms. That was a designed run. Quarterback keeper all the way right there. He got behind his blockers and brings up a nice third and manageable right here. About third and five, John.
Third and five from the 33. 9:24 left on the clock. Clay leads 16 to nothing. Arms looks to the sidelines for the play. Goes back to the huddle.
Yeah, Clay County playing slow and methodical here.
Two to the right. The shift of the tight end to the right. The give to Markham. He's got a small gain. He doesn't have enough for the first down. Still going to be short.
Just power football right there. You saw the jumbo set kind of shift to this side to make it unbalanced, and Markham taking the handoff right into it. So, again, give York credit here. Good stop here on Joseph Markham, and he's dropping back to punt.
Yeah, Clay County sends in the punting unit. It's fourth down from the 36-yard line of Clay County. They're set to punt away to York. Snap. Markham puts his foot to it. Pretty good kick.
Great kick. He's going to get the bounce.
Pass the 25 to the 24. Let's see if Kerr can talk him into the 23. So Clay County's going to take over once again from their own 24. There's 8 minutes, 11 seconds left here. Second quarter, 16 to nothing, Clay County over York Institute. Thomas?
Well, here's what jumps out at me. It's Clay County defense so far. When the offense has gotten opportunities, they've done what they needed to with it. Two out of four drives they scored, but turnover on downs, a punt, and another turnover on downs so far for this York offense.
York snaps it on first and 10 from the 24-yard line. They take a handoff to the right side, stopped by a host of dogs for, looks like a loss. It's going to be a 2-yard loss. I'm not sure who was in on the tackle. I know Arms was over there, I think. I don't know that he was the primary, but the dogs have driven them back a couple yards here for this second down play.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we talk about Keaton Arms playing quarterback. But, John, we've got him back on defense. That could be even more important. Not to diminish what he can do on the offensive side of the ball, but he's a great linebacker.
Second down and 12. Snap to the quarterback who runs it up the middle again. He's got a game.
Hard to pick out a tackler with these all-black jerseys. It's just like a black blob. Gang tackling is what Coach Mike Dickerson teaches, and you can tell that they follow directions, John.
Clay County's still playing tough defense. They're strengthening up. This is third and 9. They're going to snap the ball from the 25.
On 3rd and 9, quarterback drops the pass. There's pressure up the middle. He throws it up the middle, kind of haphazardly. Falls away, incomplete. It'll bring up another 4th down.
Yeah, York's going to have to punt here. Coach may be able to update us at halftime, but not a whole lot of yardage so far for York tonight. We saw one big pass play, and that's probably it, Coach Evers.
Yeah, that's by far the biggest play of the night. They started the game with 8 plays and 7 yards.
Right.
The big pass play kind of blew that open a little, but not much. Dog defense not giving up much.
Miller drops the punt for York. He does that running kick, and he does kick it this time. Caught by a player on the sidelines.
Well, I think what you're seeing is Coach Wright recognizes how dangerous Alec Kerr is. He's trying to keep the ball away from him. He's got that rugby-style punter, like you said, John. And if he sees an alley, he's going to run it. He's going to run it and try to pick up a 1st down. That was 4th and long right there, so he's going to kick it. But when he's kicked it, he kicked it out of bounds.
Ball's going to be spotted at the 49 of Clay County. There's 6:37 left on the clock here in the second. 16-0. Clay County leads. They've just taken over again. Just 52 yards away from scoring. It's at the 48-yard line, 1st and 10. Clay County sends Kerr in motion. Arms hands him the ball. Jet to the right. Kerr breaks free. He's to the 40, the 30. Man tries to grab him. Pulls him out of bounds. He had an angle on him, Thomas. There's no way he could have caught Kerr.
Yeah, when Kerr
another penalty on
him. He just pulled away from the guys that were behind him. But it's
like a hold.
It's going to be off or not right here. We've seen this a lot this year. It seems like when Alec Kerr gets in the clear, there's laundry on the field, and that's what we're going to see here again tonight. You know, we saw great blocking from wide receivers on that jet sweep right there. We saw good interior blocking, apparently. Somebody got a handle on a jersey.
The referees are marching the ball backwards. It's a 15-yard penalty.
Must have happened at the line of scrimmage.
Ball sits at the 38-yard line of Clay County. 6.5 minutes about left here in the second. It's going to be 1st and 15.
First 20, I think, John.
Yeah, it is 20. Clay County set to take the snap. Arms barks
you're
the
right.
ball and draws the defense off sides.
You're right. It's going to be 1st and 15.
It should be, but maybe it was. It depended on where the foul took place.
Well,
it
happened at the line of scrimmage because it started at the 48, moved back to the 38. But now we're up at the 43.
1st and 10, Clay County, 43-yard line. Just about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Clay County snaps the arms through hands to Markham up the middle. Tries to bounce it out to the left. He's going to pick up a few.
Pretty good defense right there against Markham. Actually going to pick up about, 3 yards on that one, John? Where's the ball?
Ball sits at the 46-yard line of Clay County. It's 2nd and 12. 5.5 minutes, clock ticking. Clay leads 16-0 here in the first half on homecoming. Clay breaks huddle, comes to the line, sends 2 to the right, whistles blow.
Not sure what's going on. Official timeout. They're going to have a conference here, I think. Coach, did you see?
No, I'm just looking at the whitehead here to see what he's talking about. Hard to tell from up here.
Could be talking about the down with all the penalties involved. It should be still 2nd down. That was actually a 1st down play. We saw the hold on Kerr on 1st down. We saw a penalty on the next snap on York. So it's still 1st down. So that was a 1st down run by Markham. Should be 2nd.
Yeah. It's 2nd and 12, according to the marker across the field. They snapped the ball from the 47. Arms pitches to Markham after getting hit. He crosses the 50, still going. Strong run by Markham on the option play.
Dangerous pitch right there. It made it through But we saw a Dragon defender from our vantage point almost intercept that pitch from Arms. Arms knew he had an alley, and he got it to Markham, and Markham did the rest. This is going to bring up a big third down. But you got to think about where Clay County was. It was first and 20, John, at one time, and now they've got it in third and medium, third and about six. You'll have to call a yard for me.
Third and six from the 47. Headed in, 47 yards away from the end zone. Arms sends Burchett in motion. Hands the ball to him on the jet to the left. He's still going around the corner. I think he's got it.
Ooh.
Tackled out of bounds.
Going to be close.
It's close to this first down marker. Four minutes to go in the second quarter. Clay County ahead 16-0 over York Institute.
I think they're looking at it. Will we see a measurement here? I believe it's going to be short, John.
I saw him flip the yard marker to fourth down.
He spotted the ball to 44.
Big fourth down here in York territory. We're going to see Coach Lamb and Coach Maynard dial up a fourth and a long two, it looks like, John.
Clay County breaks huddle, sends receivers two to the right, two to the left. Arms in the gun. Snap on fourth down to Arms, who runs it up the middle. He's going to have enough for it. He got way more than that. He's down across the 20. He's down to the 10-yard line. What a run by Keaton Arms. The strength. Break through the line, and then the speed to turn it on and get that extra bonus yardage all the way down. But they're walking back this way. There's another yellow flag on the field.
Wow. You're going to see the punt team come out, I think. Going to see another hold.
It's against
Clay. Stepping it off. Just another great run by the senior Keaton Arms. I don't care if it didn't count or not. It's going to be about fourth and 12, John. What will they do? Got the punt team on the field.
Fourth and 12 from the 47. They're on 47-yard line. Markham deep to punt. Snap. Kicks away. Over to the left sideline, over toward York. Looks like it went out at about the 35. We're down to 3 minutes and 39 seconds left here in the second. Halftime approaching.
We've seen both offenses kind of stall out here throughout this second quarter, John. We've seen a turnover on downs after the Clay County score to go up 16-0. They did that with 1 minute and 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Then the second quarter, it's been all defense. Turnover on downs by York. Punt by Clay County. A York punt, another Bulldog punt, and York has their final opportunity before the half, and they take over with 3:39 left here in the first half.
First and 10, York Institute from the 38-yard line. They're on 38. Shotgun snap to Lefew. He hands to running back.
Ooh, what a lick.
Pounded. Tackled there by
Alec Kerr with the stop. Coming up, laying the lumber.
Hunter Kyle had him around the waist. And like you said, Kerr gave him that extra punch.
Right. Not a bad gain there, though. Picked up about three on that one. And, it seems like York's kind of content to let this clock click here. 3 minutes left here in the half, and they're in no hurry, John.
Second and 7 from the 40 of York. Snap. Hands to the running back up the middle.
Nope, sir.
Right there.
Joseph Markham.
Ball came loose. People went after him. There's also another flag on the field.
Personal foul on Clay County. They're going to call a late hit, piling on, whatever you want to call it there. I couldn't tell what Bulldog it was, but somebody jumped on the runner once he was down.
Now that's going to be huge for York right here. It's going to put them into Clay County territory across midfield, I think, John. And, it takes away a great play by Joseph Markham. Stayed at home, broke it down right there at the line of scrimmage, and made a big stop on, I think that was Pinnell. Logan Pinnell, number 3, the tailback here for York. and your team business here.
York across midfield. Going to snap first and 10 from the 46. Just under 3 minutes left in the second. Lefeu takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's back to pass. Going to throw it long again. Got a man. Complete. He's got a touchdown. So York will score here on a long pass from Lefeu. He snapped it from the, I guess that was a 46-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, that's what it was, John. And, you know, honestly, that's Nate Adams on the coverage. He was there. He saw that ball in the air. I think he just kind of misjudged where it was, mistimed it. He was undercutting the receiver to go for the interception, and just a great ball by Lefeu. It sailed just out of the reach of Adams, right into his to the receiver, and York's on the board.
With 2:42 left here in the second quarter, York's first points were scored on a long pass. They're going to come to the line.
Going to go for two.
They're in a standard offensive set, going for 2 points. Motion man, handoff up the middle, inside trap. The conversion's good. So the score now is 16-8, 2:42 left in the second quarter. York's gotten on the board. Come back to see how Clay County responds.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live. York's got on the board now. Score 16-8, 2:39 left. Kickoff just happened. Fair catch made by quarterback Keaton Arms at the 34-yard line. Let's call it a 33. Sorry, bro.
No problem. Let's see if Clay County can answer here. 2:39 left here in the half. The score's been cut in half on a great play by Miles Lefeu. Just a great throw over the outstretched hands of Nate Adams for the touchdown. You know, York has made this a ball game here in the second quarter.
Here we go, Clay County, first and 10 from the 33.
Oh!
Arms passes out to his right. It hit the York defender right in the hands, but he just knocked it to the ground, thank goodness. It was intended for Jimmy Burchett. Incomplete pass, going to bring up second and 10 from the 33.
Just a roll out to the right. Another great athletic play by the outside linebacker for York right there. I'm not sure what the number was, but you can see 48 was the number. So we're looking at Joseph Linder. He also plays running back. And, John, he's a freshman.
Second and 10, Clay County from the 33. Arms drops the pass. He hits Burchett. Burchett's got it, makes a move, gets a couple more. He's going to be down at the 41-yard line. He's going to bring up third and about a long two. The Arms completed the pass to Burchett and made a kind of a move on to the inside. Got a few more.
Yeah, about an 8-yard pickup there for Clay County. I'm going to bring up third and 2, John.
Snap the Arms in the shotgun. Fakes it to Markham. Heads around the left end. He's got a first down. Tackled over there on the York sideline.
Nice game for Arms right there, and a great read on that read option. He saw the York defense crash on Joseph Markham up the middle, pulled it late, and he basically had the corner without any blocking, John. Turned it upfield, picked up the first down.
Going out of bounds, stops the clock here with 1:42 left in the half. Clay County's going to have another first down from the 47-yard line. Still got three timeouts at their disposal. Be nice to get another score, especially since we gave one up there. Timeout, Clay County. 1:42 left here in the second. 16-8, Clay County leads. We'll be back for the conclusion.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
First and 10 from the 47. Whistles blow as the snap occurs. Another penalty against Clay County. It's going to be a false start. Back them up 5. First and 15 from the 42 after the 5-yard penalty. 1:41 left in the first half. I said as we were going to break for the conclusion, and I left everybody in suspense there for a minute. I was going to say of the first half.
And this is an important time in this ball game, guys. I really believe that. You know, less than 2 minutes to go here. Clay County can get on the board because York's going to have the ball coming out.
Play clock ticking down. They get the snap away just in time. Arms drops the pass. Throws it back across the field to Burton. He's got the catch at the 40. He's to the 30. Makes the move.
Still making a move.
35 out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Huge play there from senior quarterback Keaton Arms. He rolled to the left, threw it back to his right to Burchett. Made the play, ran it on down. They knocked him out of bounds. Brings up another first down and 10. Ball was actually spotted at the 24-yard line.
Yeah, just Keaton Arms showing off the arm strength, off the back foot, throwing it from the far hash marks all the way back to the sideline, and he did it on a rope to Jimmy Burchett. Burchett come back and caught the ball and picked up the big game.
Fake to Markham, tried to get the pass to Big John Hamilton across the middle. It was incomplete. Another penalty on the play.
Got a flag on the far side of the field. Oh, waving it off.
Decided to wave it off. It's going to bring up second and 10 from the 24. 1:25 left in the second quarter. Clay County leads 16-8. Driving pretty deep. Trying to get points here before the half. York will get the ball the second half. They deferred when they won the toss. Clay County snaps to Arms, pitches to Markham over the left side. Not much doing there. That tough York defense makes the play. Looks like Clay County's going to call a timeout here. 1:14 left. Clay County leads 16-8. The conclusion of the second half is still coming. We'll be back.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dawgs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today.
Minute 14, Clay snaps the ball from the 24. Pass intended for Kerr, who looked like he had to catch, but he was nailed pretty quick by a dragging defender. Knocked it loose. It's incomplete. It's going to bring up fourth down.
So fourth and 10. At
1 minute on the clock.
24-yard line. You know, we've seen some underneath stuff. Coach Maynard right there thought he had a couple plays. Clay County's going to let the clock run here, even though they've got a timeout. They may let it run down all the way. It's 16, 15 seconds the play clock is, and then call a timeout. And think about this play, John.
They broke the huddle, and they're coming to the line now. It's fourth.
Big moment right
here. And about 7 yards from the 24. He looks to pass. He's got Kerr across the middle. Makes the catch. He's down. He's into the end zone. For a dog touchdown. Ooh. Alec Kerr with the catch. Senior quarterback Keaton Arms hits Kerr across the middle, takes it on into the end zone for the touchdown.
What a play by the seniors right there. We saw Keaton Arms take his time, saw Kerr on the cross, hit him. Kerr catches it, posts his foot and reverses field and gets north and south, and then makes two or three moves to get into the end zone. Huge for Clay County right there. They go back up two scores here with less than 30 seconds here before halftime.
It's 22-8 now. They were in the muddle hole, shifted to the middle for a standard kick. Kicks away by Garrett, and it's good. So Clay County's going to lead here 23-8 over York Institute with 27 seconds left in the second quarter.
And walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Garrett's kickoff goes pretty deep. It's caught by a Dragon, who brings it out to the 30. He's tackled there by Levi Garrett. Also on the stop.
Imagine that.
Weston Birdle also in on that stop. See what the flag is. Just 19 seconds left here. Personal foul against York.
We'll take it. What a huge score for Clay County right there. We saw them take over with 2:36 left in the second quarter, and we saw them struggle a little bit. Had a penalty, moved backwards, and then the senior quarterback, Keaton Arms, showing off the arm, found Jimmy Burgess for 34 yards down the sideline.
to set up that 24-yard touchdown to Alec Kerr. Just a huge answer to the Dragons' score before it.
Referee's marking off the yardage for the penalty. He's going to set the ball down at the 21-yard line where it'll be first and 10. York Institute takes over after a big Clay County score here in the second quarter. 19 seconds left. Snap.
Another flag.
Blow it dead. Ball start on York. Back him up five more.
You see there, Lefty was going to take a shot. Coach Wright dialing it up. 17 seconds left, deep in their own territory, and he's going to the air. Really aggressive play call at this point in the half and at this point on the field.
Ball rests the 16-yard line. It'll be first and 15 from there. York sends three receivers right. 17 seconds left here in the second quarter. Clay County up 23-8. Snap to Lefeu, who drops the pass. He's going to launch it as far as he can. He's got a guy. It's incomplete, though, over his head. Birdwell there on the coverage.
Yeah, I think that was Nate Adams on the outside. Birdwell may have been in the middle. I believe that was Adams. Kind of high-pointing that ball, John, and knocking it to the ground. 10 seconds left. Going to bring up second down here. So, York, like I said, taking shots from their own 16-yard line.
Incomplete pass brings up second and 15 from the 16. Still 10 seconds left to go here.
I wouldn't care to see them do it again. Because like I said before, when the ball's in the air, in my opinion, Clay County's got the advantage.
Whistles blow, flags drop. Another penalty against York. It's a delay of game. The last minute of this half
27
played with penalties.
Yeah, 27 seconds. That's when they took over, John.
All right. It's second and 20.
Ricardo McElroy recording the last tackle of the first half.
The clock expires on this first half. Clay County leads 23-8 over York Institute. Stay with us for the halftime show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action for tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Here at high atop Joe Neal East Stadium, it's homecoming night here in Salina, where Clay County leads York 23-8, and it's been a great first half so far. Clay County came out hot offensively, jumped out to a 16-0 lead, and then the second quarter, things bogged down a little bit. York got on the board, but Clay County answered right before half for your halftime score of 23-8. On the first drive, we saw Keaton Arms have a big 33-yard run that helped set up Clay County, where he found Kerr from 8 yards out. Joseph Markham added the two-point conversion, and it was 8-0 with 8:03 to go in the first quarter. And then we saw the Clay County defense stand up. We saw a turnover on downs. We saw several punts forced by Clay County. And then late in the first quarter, they doubled up York again and went up 16-0 when Markham burst free for a 35-yard touchdown. Nate Adams found Alec Kerr for the two-point conversion. It was 16-0, 1:10 left in the first quarter. Then the second quarter, no points until 2:42 left before halftime, when York hit on a 46-yard touchdown pass, and then they also got a two-point conversion to cut it to 16-8. Clay County got the ball back with 2:36 to play, fought through some adversity. Senior quarterback Keaton Arms found Jimmy Burchett for 34 yards. We saw Markham with a decent run to gain about 10. And then Kerr caught his second touchdown pass of the night from Arms from 24 yards out. We saw Levi Garrett add the extra point for your halftime score of 23-8. Clay County has run 25 offensive plays for a total of 173 yards. They've run 16 times for 96 yards. Two quarterbacks are 6 for 9 for 77 yards. Keaton Arms so far tonight, he's 5 for 8. I guess that would be 93 yards for him, as Adams had the 3-yard
two-point conversion. Joseph Markham leading the way, rushing 7 carries, 54 yards, touchdown, and a two-point conversion. Alec Kerr, 1 carry, 2 yards. Jimmy Burchett has 1 carry for 3. And Keaton Arms has rushed 7 times for 37 yards. Alec Kerr, your leading receiver so far, he's got 4 catches tonight, 2 of those for touchdowns. Defensively, Alec Kerr has 2 stops. John Hamilton, 1. Levi Garrett has 3. He and Ricardo McElroy lead the way with 3 each. Burchett, 1. Markham, 1. Kyle, 2. And Keaton Arms has 1 tackle. Again, Clay County leads 23-8 here at halftime at John Teeples Field for homecoming over the York Dragons. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong. As we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dawgs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Clay County High School. Clay County leads York Institute 23-8. Now it's time for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. In youth football league action this week, the Clay County youth teams traveled to Westmoreland this past Saturday. In the flag division, an onslaught of scoring produced a 32-7 Clay County win to put the flag team at 2-4 on the season. The junior division lost 0-18 to drop to 1-5, while the senior division lost 0-36 and also dropped to 1-5 on the season. All three teams will wrap up their seasons tomorrow when they travel to Jackson County. The flag game is scheduled to begin at 4:30. The Salina K-8 5th and 6th grade basketball opened their season last night at Bobby Bartlett Gym in Salina, where they hosted Rickman. The girls' action saw Salina lose 20-32. Not sure how the boys' game turned out, but the next scheduled game for the girls is on Tuesday, October 25th, when they'll travel to Allen's for a 5:30 tip-off. K-8 5th and 6th boys next take on Macon County on November 3rd. The Salina K-8 junior high basketball programs kicked off their seasons this past week when Tuesday night, the Hermitage Springs beat the Lady Bulldogs. That's a little hard to read there, but the Wildcats lost to the Bulldogs 52-18. And then the boys also won 29-11. The last night, Salina hosted Rickman, with the girls losing 31-32. And the boys lose 9-37, placing both of their records at 1-1. Coach, you got any info about the 5th and 6th grade Hermitage Springs?
I do not. I don't have anything on the
junior
the 5th
high.
And 6th grade. Just what you said on the junior high is all I had. I know that talked to Coach Jenkins. He said their next action would be tomorrow, Saturday, as they begin play in the DeKalb West tournament. One other thing I want to note that I just learned about today was, yesterday, I guess, John Hamilton has been invited to participate in the East-West All-Star Game. It's going to be held at Austin Peay State University around the second week of December, a week after the state championships in football. Talked to him and his dad, and pretty sure he's going to go participate in that, something that he needs to participate in. He should. Real proud of him. Real proud of the progress that John's made this year playing football, and look forward to having him a big season in basketball as well.
Well, you know, John made the move from tackle to tight end this year. And let me tell you guys, he's prototypical for a prospect at that position. You know, we don't use him a whole lot here, but now, great blocker. That's the number one thing you got to be as a tight end.
Yeah.
Great blocker.
Yeah.
But he's got the brain, and he's got the hands, too.
He does. And he has the mentality for it. Very, very coachable kid, intelligent. You know, he'll do anything you ask him to do.
It's a great honor to be asked to come play in a game like that.
Yeah, the last player I remember that we had was at B.J. Emerton. I don't know what year that was, around 2016, I guess, 17 maybe. But B.J. Emerton
had to miss a basketball game.
He did. Missed a basketball. And John did, too. John, he came to me yesterday. And, you know, he said, I don't much want to miss a basketball. I said, well, John, you know, you're not going to remember. 20 years from now, you're not going to remember playing Jellicoe. But you're going to remember playing the East-West All-Star game. So he decided he would go he would go with the All-Star game, and I'm glad he did.
Also, some information about the CCHS cross country. The team placed 6 out of 8 runners in last night's York Invitational with Jed McLaren placing 4th, Braden Allred placing 10th, Ethan Barnes 11th in the boys' race, while in the girls' race, Alyssa Strong placed 6th. Mia Ledbetter 9th, Callie Devana placed 10th. The next cross country action comes in the regionals on Tuesday, October 25th at Macon County High School.
Yeah, great showing right there by the cross country team. We've seen McLaren have some season bests of late, and just the team seems to be gelling down the stretch of the regular season.
This week's local sports lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Now we're going to check back with Coach for a budget pest control update of scores. Coach?
Yeah, I do have a few there. I've been out to making some rounds there at halftime, so kind of struggling with the scores. I'm scrolling through them right now. I see that Walker Valley's up on Upperman, 10-7 at halftime.
That was a pretty long trip for the Bees to have to go all the way. I think they're just north of Cleveland, Coach, so that's a pretty good haul, and looks like the bus might have got them a little bit.
Yeah, probably slowed them down a little. Gordonsville was up 14-0 in the first quarter on Red Bull, and don't have an update on that one. Just trying to scroll through here and see if you'll give me just a second. Gatlinburg-Pittman 37, Scott 7 in the Battle of the Highlanders, kind of how we thought that one might go. Coalfield 14, Oliver Springs 0 at halftime. Hardin Valley 21, William Blount 13 halftime. Smith County 28, Macon 13. That one was in the second quarter. And White House 14, Westmoreland 7. Westmoreland down at halftime to White House. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. License to kill, fellas.
I like it. Now it's time for our Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here's the question. In the 9th game of the 1971 season, head coach Bobby Westmoreland led the Bulldogs in a 13-6 win over York Institute. 2 rushing touchdowns were scored by the Black and Gold, one by the halfback and one by the quarterback. Name either of those players.
So just need one.
Yep, there's two correct answers here. Either one of them will get you the win. Do I need to repeat that question, Tom?
We'll do it in just a second. Clay County kicks off here to York to start the third quarter. Had trouble fielding it, and they fall on it. Looks like about the 20-yard line, John. See if you can repeat that question before York comes to the line here.
Here's the question again. In the 9th game of the 1971 season, head coach Bobby Westmoreland led the Bulldogs in a 13-6 win over York Institute. 2 rushing touchdowns were scored by the Black and Gold, one by the halfback and one by the quarterback. Name either of those players.
And we've got some answers coming in. Let's see this first down play from York, and we'll talk about those.
Second half action begins here. 1st and 10 for York from the 20.
Let's just stay on air here. We've got some answers. We've got Tish Markham coming in with Jerry Strong.
Jerry Strong is not one of the correct answers.
And then we have, after that, we've gotten Jason Narhead of Hamilton. He says Jerry Strong or Larry Austin.
Some good guesses. We talked about those players in the pregame show in the history segment.
And then
those are not correct.
We also have Miss Melissa White. She guesses our Uncle Bill Napier. I think Uncle Bill played his senior season would have been in 74. He would have been a freshman on that team.
I know he started as a sophomore. I don't know if he started as a freshman.
And then we have our loyal listener, Linda Nelson. She guesses Wayne Key, John.
Wayne Key is one of the correct answers.
Okay.
So Miss Linda will be our winner for the night. Watch the mail, Miss Linda, for your free sub certificate and your HSN sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person. Subway. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass of Salina.
Short gain right there on first down for York. They pick up about a yard. Again, it was that Bulldog interior line in there. I think you got to credit right tackle John Hamilton for that stop. So a great job by Linda Nelson. That's her second win, and not sure if she won last week or not. We'll have to look it up, but she's doing a great job on those guesses, and she was exactly right on that one. Wayne Key scoring a rushing touchdown.
York snaps second and 9 from the 21. He rolls to the left, chased all the way out of bounds.
That's Ricardo McElroy, the motor he's got. You just can't block him up front. You got the big offensive line of York, and they can't get a touch on Ricardo McElroy. The penetration and the speed to run left you down and out of bounds for the stop there, John.
Now, who was the other correct answer?
My bad. The other correct answer, the other person that scored, was Clark Smith. He was the quarterback on that team. Wayne Key, the halfback in 1971. When Bobby was a coach. Congratulations to Linda for her win of the Subway Trivia Challenge. York comes to the line. It's 3rd and about 4. The snap from the 25-yard line. Left you, scrambles.
Oh.
Tosses to a receiver, broke free, but it's just out of his reach. Incomplete.
We saw pressure again from McElroy and Joseph Markham. Off the edge right there. Hunter Kyle also doing a good job. Lepew is running for his life, John.
Clay County's forced another fourth down. It's 4th and a long 4 from the 26. They're in the punt formation. Kerr drops back to receive. He hadn't got a chance to field one, has he?
No, they kicked it out of bounds. They've done everything they possibly can not to kick it to Alec Kerr. They're going to try to angle this one, but guess what? Kerr's got it, John.
He crosses the 50 up to the 40 along the sideline, knocked out of bounds there.
I think the punter made a mistake there, trying to angle it to the far sideline, and it started ending over end, kind of a slice is what it was, John, and it went straight to Kerr. You saw what he could do with it. Just didn't have enough room on the sideline.
Caught it on the run and got good yardage, and they knocked him out of bounds at the 36-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10.
And Clay County already up 23-8. That was your halftime score. They stuffed York on their opening possession of the third quarter. Let's see if they can stick it in the end zone with a short field.
Clay County comes to the line with two receivers to the right, wide right. Give to Markham up the middle. He's got yardage. Across the 35, down to the 33.
You know, York's been doing a good job on the interior. We saw arms kind of expose them a little bit early, but everything that Clay County's getting as far as good yardage is coming around the corner, either off tackle or on a sweep-type play. We've seen York kind of shut down that interior run.
He's actually down to the 32-yard line to bring up 2nd and 6. For Clay County. Arms at quarterback. Takes a shotgun snap. Fires it out to the left. Kerr's got the catch. He's up the sidelines.
Face mask.
He's horse collared or face mask one by the defender. But a great play there. Arms hits Kerr for a good gain. No flags on the field.
Yeah, that was just that step back screen again. It wasn't really the bubble. We had a one blocker out in front of it. Harms, that was a long throw to the far sideline. You saw that York Dragon breaking on it, but it got to Kerr just before the Dragon could get to it. Kerr turns it up. Clay County's in business again, John.
Yeah, they're all the way down to the 10-yard line.
So a 22-yard hookup between Harms and Kerr.
It's going to be 1st and goal from there. As the chain gang lays down the 10-yard markers, and it's just the scrimmage line marker there. Clay breaks huddle, spins two wide right, two to the left. Arms takes a shotgun snap, runs it up the middle. He's hit there by York defender after a gain of a few yards, taking the Dogs down to the 5 yard line, where they'll have it. Second and goal from the 5.
Yeah, nice job by Arms getting north and south. Good push by that Bulldog offensive line. Kind of went off to the right. I think you're going to see, not sure who that tackle is, but just a great push. Center Stone Lynn doing a good job. You got Kyle and Garrett in there at guards, and then Browning and Hayden McGee at the tackles.
Arms fakes the hand to Markham, takes it himself up the middle, dives. He's got a touchdown. Keaton Arms took it himself right up the middle for a Dog touchdown at the 8:54 mark. Clay County is going to add to their lead. The score will be 29-8 after the touchdown.
Yeah, great job right there. Just a perfect drive. You saw Markham pick up about 4 or 5, and then when Arms finding Kerr for 22 yards, and then Arms picking up the last 10 on his own, just straight up the gut, capping it with a 5-yard score.
Muddle Huddle extra point set, snapped out to Markham, who tossed it up over the top, and it's caught. It's good for 2 points, making the catch, Jimmy Burchett. The pass from Markham. The score is now 31-8, 8:54 left in the third quarter. Clay County leads.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 31-8 with 8:54 left here in the third quarter. And here's your Dog Drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 36-yard drive on 4 plays, and it started with Keaton Arms finding Alec Kerr for a 22-yard game, and then he called his own number twice and capped the drive with a 5-yard touchdown run. Joseph Markham added a 2-point pass to Jimmy Burchett, and Clay County's up 31-8. This Dog Drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, John.
Garrett's kick went over to the left sideline. It looked like the York player kind of kicked it with his foot out a bounce toward the sideline, so the ball is going to be marked there where he actually made contact with the ball at the 21-yard line, where it'll be 1st and 10 for York, 8:52 left in the third quarter. Clay County has just added to their lead after an Arms touchdown. It's 31-8.
Took advantage of a short field there. This Clay County defense bowed up on the first possession by York, and then Alec Kerr setting them up at the 36-yard line with a good punt return, Keaton Arms cashing in.
Snap to left view, hands to his running back over the left side. Tackled there by Markham and Kerr. Brings up 2nd down after a gain of about 3 yards. 2nd and 7 from the 24-yard line. So York breaks the hole here again. 2nd and 7 from the 24. Snap to left view. Gives to running back over the right side. He's got a couple of yards. Pushed all the way out to the sideline by those defenders.
Yeah, hard to see all the way across, but I think that was Weston Birdwell,
yep.
The outside linebacker slash safety. He's had a good game tonight. We saw him get a big fourth down stop earlier and then strung that one out to bring up another York 3rd down.
3rd and 6 is going to be upcoming when York breaks this huddle. 3rd and 6 from the 25.
So
trying to
force them into another punting situation here.
That'd be a tackle for loss right there, John.
Lefty rolls to the left and back to his right, throws it.
Big
Adams!
Oh!
Had a shot at that interception there. Maybe that offensive player came back and kind of knocked it away from him.
Just great coverage right there. LeFou trying to make something happen. You know, he's scrambling in the backfield with his eyes downfield. He does a good job at that, John. They've got a future with Miles LeFou right there. He's just a junior, I think. Got 1 year left. And you know, we've seen the arm he had. That's how they got their touchdown. It was about a 60-yarder or something in the first half, and you know, he's dangerous back there.
Yeah, he's got moves and can avoid the rush and still get the ball off with good strength. York set the punt here on fourth down and 6. Kicks away. Kerr calls for a fair catch. Catches it cleanly at the 48 of Clay County. So Clay County takes over again with 7 minutes, 9 seconds left in the third, leading 31-8. The defense playing great these last few possessions, getting the ball back with good field position. This time it's actually going to be at the 49-yard line.
Yeah, like I said coming into this one, I thought the key would be in the trenches, and I think you're seeing Clay County kind of dominate there on both sides of the ball. The defense front has been great. The Clay County offensive line has been really good, too.
Clay snaps it here, first and 10 from the 49.
Mark
going to give it to Markham up the middle. He's got a good gain. He's got 10, 12 yards. He's got the first down. It's going to be first down, Clay County, from the 37-yard line.
15-yard gain right there from Joseph Markham, and he worked for a lot of that, John. Had an initial hole right up the gut, then he bounced it, shed two or three defenders to pick up extra yardage.
Clay County comes to the line, shifts the tight end and the wing back to the right, give to Markham off the right side. He tries to get the corner. He does. He bulls his way on for a few more. He's going to be stopped there by some York defenders. He's going to bring up second down. Ball's sitting just past the 30-yard line. We'll call it second and 3 from the 30. Clay County comes to the line, sends 2 to the left. Kerr in that slot position. Ever dangerous. Senior quarterback, Keaton Arms.
Let
some time run off this clock. We're at 5:45 here in the third. He gives it to his back up the middle, Markham, who's got a gain. I think he's going to have the first down.
Clay County trying to eat some clock here. 3 straight carries by Joseph Markham. Like you said, you see Keaton Arms kind of looking at that play clock, milking it down as far as they can. You know, you're in this give it to your stud and tailback. Let him bring you home, John, even though we've got 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. But Clay County kind of letting the air out of this one, as they should.
They pushed the ball out to the 25, all the way down to the 25-yard line, headed in to score. They're going to come out first and 10. Arms setting the gun. Gives to Markham up the middle. There's a flag on the play.
He kept it.
Oh, he did. He faked me out. He kept the ball, and he got a good gain up the right side. There's going to be a penalty on Clay County. I saw the wingman. He shifted from the right wing kind of in next to the center, and
yeah, illegal shift on Clay County there.
Yeah, I think that was the sniffer back Ben Maxfield there. He was, like you said, set at the wing, shifted into that sniffer position. And I guess he never got set. I'm not sure what the call is there. But
maybe
you're
going toward the line.
Okay, you're allowed to go horizontal with a hop. Maybe he was leaning just a little too much at the snap.
Nullifies another big play by the Dogs. But it puts them back to the 31-yard line.
Should be the,
it's first and 15.
Should be the 30 then.
Okay. It's just outside the 30. Dogs break huddle, come to the line. Markham shifts to the right.
Maxfield in motion again. Same play right here.
He faked it to Markham, kept it himself. He got 4 or 5. Keaton Arms, the quarterback, kept the ball. That's an option play where he's reading whether or not to give the ball to Markham or keep it himself. After a gain of a few by the quarterback, it's going to be second down, 13 yards from the 29-yard line.
So we'll have to go back and call it the 31, John, and I'll correct that.
Doing my best to bring you guys as accurate numbers as I can tonight. The snap to Arms, he gives it to Markham over the right side. He makes a spin move. He's still up on his feet. What a run. The strength of Markham to break tackles, spin, get added yards. He's got the ball all the way down to the 11-yard line. It's a first down, Clay County. 3:28 here to go in the third. Clay County leads 31-8.
Yeah, like I said, feed Joseph Markham. We've seen five carries for Markham so far. Actually, five straight when you take away that Arms carry due to the penalty. Markham's trying to take this Clay County team into the house here.
Arms takes the snap, fakes to Markham, takes it himself around the left side. He stopped there. Three defenders tackle him right at the 15-yard line.
Nice gain there by Keaton. Oh.
It's going to be
negative. Negative there, John. That'll be a negative 4. Started at the 11, you called. Is that correct?
I think it would be the 16. I may be confused now. The ball rests right now at the 15-yard line.
Okay.
It's second and more than 10.
All right. So
the snap to Arms, who's going to throw it out to the right, caught by Kerr. He went to the ground to make the catch at the 9-yard line.
Bring up a big third down here. Like I say, you have to think this is 4-down territory. You know, it's going to be third and long after that gain of about 6.
I'm talking about 8 yards, 3rd and 8. The ball rests at the 10-yard line. Arms in the gun. Markham steps to the right. Arms takes the snap, looking to pass out to the left. He's got Kerr deep in the corner of the end zone. He made the catch, and he got a foot in for a dog touchdown. Ooh. Alec Kerr made an unbelievable catch in the far corner of the end zone. Arms just dropped back, tossed it in the bucket to the corner. Kerr made kind of an over-the-shoulder catch, barely got a foot in the corner. Coach, did you see that play?
Oh, I saw it. You know, it was quite a ways from us here, but, I mean, you could tell Alec elevated and got that thing, and there's no way he got 2 feet in. I don't know how he got 1 in.
Exactly right. It was an unbelievable play. Clay County has scored again. They're set to kick the extra point in the standard formation. Garrett's kick is up. It hit the goalpost, but it still went through, and it's good. Clay County leads here. Third quarter, minute 28 left, 38-8. Clay County is ahead of York Institute.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 38-8. John, this is going to be a running clock here, and here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 52-yard drive on 8 plays, and it's all started with Joseph Markham. Give the big guy the ball, and he'll take you home. About 6 or 8 carries on that drive, and then Arms to Kerr were the last 2 plays. 1 for 5 yards, 1 for an 8-yard touchdown. It's his 3rd touchdown receiving on the night for Alec Kerr. Garrett,
knocked through the PAT. Clay County leads 38-8. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermes Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Garrett getting ready to kick, but the referee has run in to stop him.
Tell you what, Coach Edwards, I thought Clay County, had it in them to do something like this against this York Dragon team. I didn't know that they could do it like this. Running clock, a minute to go here in the third quarter. Clay County's dominating the Dragons.
You're right, Thomas. I don't think any of us really expected this. We thought this would be a close game, come down to the wire, and Clay County, they've shown their strength and, played really well. That mistake-free football for the most part, outside of just a few penalties.
For the most part, really. No turnovers in this game. I was surprised at that. I thought that might be a difference in this one. But, Clay County hadn't needed any gifts in this ball game. They've dominated at the line of scrimmage, and they've come out and they've proven who they are, up 38-8, minute 28 to go here in the third.
Garrett's kick took place from the 45-yard line of York. After a 15-yard penalty was marked off, the return man took it to the York sidelines where he was hit out of bounds. Some frivolous activity, as Daniel calls it, sometimes happening over there.
Yeah, everybody's, cooler heads prevail, thank goodness, on that far sideline. A lot of white helmets and a whole lot of black ones over there. So glad to see that one end in a good way.
Clay County's going to go back on defense. Try to prevent York from putting any more points on the board. There's 45 seconds left in this running clock here in the third quarter. York's going to come to the line, first and 10, from the 28-yard line. And Dawson's running back over the right side. He breaks through a tackle attempt by Kerr.
Yeah, that was number five, Miles LePew, so that's the quarterback, John. Quarterback run off the right side, LePew lowering his shoulder there. You don't see that much. I think Alec Curl's a little off balance, but LePew picking up a few extra yards on that one.
York will set up first and 10 from the 43-yard line. White hat blows the whistle again, telling them to run the clock. It's going to bring us to the end of the third quarter, where Clay County has taken a big lead here, 38-8. Come back for the fourth quarter.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
York sets the line to begin this fourth quarter at the 43-yard line, first and 10. Hands off to the running back over the right side. Gains a couple.
You got to credit Ricardo McElroy, and then you got Ben Maxfield also on there. The junior, McElroy, almost a career and a half here. He's got 5 stops, 1 for loss so far. Good to see the senior who's starting for the first time in his career. We've talked about this throughout the season. Paid his dues, waited his time, and now taking advantage of it.
It's the strength of the interior line of the dog defense. It stands the test. York comes to the line, second and 9 from the 44. Hands to his running back off the left side. He's going to lose a couple.
Yeah.
Somebody. A lot of black hats involved there, but somebody teeing off.
I see
right
Garrett.
At the end.
I see Hamilton. He backed him up a couple yards and bring up 3rd and 10 now.
While we got a little time here, John, let's mention these Clay County cheerleaders. They got juniors Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Chloe Graves, Lainey Haynes, and Jalen Strong, and we'll talk about the rest after this snap.
3rd and 10 from the 43. Snap to left view, hands it inside to a running back. He's got a couple. He's still going to bring up 4th down now.
Yeah, you have to think the Dragons are going to go for it here for sure. As we see coming off the bottom of that pile.
Yeah.
That's big John Hamilton coming off the bottom, and we saw York taking exception to it.
One of the Clay County guys must have done something that wasn't very nice. There's a penalty on Clay County for...
Let's go back to these cheerleaders. They have one sophomore on the list, Maley Cowell, and one freshman, Adea Collins. So you got to credit these girls. As we always say, they've got the longest season of anybody. They'll be here for the postseason run for Clay County, and then they'll move right over to Coach Edwards and the Bulldogs and the Lady Bulldogs. Their sponsors, Stephen and Lena Chitwood, also, so we always like to recognize those ladies.
Personal foul on the Dogs is going to give York a 1st down. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 39. A pause in action again. The referees are discussing something.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what happened there. All the Clay County players were on the bottom of the pile. I don't know if we saw some retaliation or what we saw. I did see a York player kind of run to the pile. Coach, did you pick up anything on that?
Well, I didn't see what actually happened. I did see John Hamilton coming off the field and looked like he was explaining to Coach D. Kind of
Hamilton was on the bottom.
I saw him.
Caught the York ball carrier, made the tackle. I'm not sure what happened after that, but
I saw him with a wadded fist, and it looked like that he was implying that he had been punched in the stomach, and all he did was just push the York player off the top of him and drew the flag there.
The players have gone to the sidelines. I'm not sure who called the timeout, if it's an official timeout.
Officials may have just took one here on their own. They're still having a discussion. I'm thinking maybe they sent both teams to the sidelines to try to talk this one through and maybe calm it down a little bit. I didn't see either squad call a timeout, but they could have.
The clock has stopped, obviously. Clay County leads here 38-8 in the 4th quarter.
Let's go to a commercial break here and run one, maybe two, Coach.
9:40 left in the 4th. Clay leads 38-8.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details. Well, following a long delay for mass confusion from both sidelines and the officials here, not real sure, but, you know, the yardage was marked off against Clay County, and we see the referee pick up the ball, and he's moving it closer to midfield. With no explanation so far from the white hat or anybody as far as signals in this one. We just saw a long discussion during the break there. But what we do know is Clay County leads 38-8. There's a little over nine minutes left in this ball game, and it looks like York's fixing to take a snap, John.
Ball. York set at fourth and two from the 49. Hands up the middle. Met there by Dogs. He'll have the first down.
I think what conspired there was unsportsmanlike on Clay County. They walked off the 15, had the long conversation about it, came over, and the white hat came over and talked to Coach Lamb, walked back out.
Right, because the
penalty gave them. They walked the 15 back off, and it was fourth and two for York.
No penalty.
They just waved it off, I guess.
Okay. Well,
first down York. 9 minutes and 8 seconds left here, running clock in the fourth quarter. Clay leads 38-8. First down, York, from the 47. He's going to throw it deep. Nobody out there. Two defenders covering his receiver. York might be getting into some desperation times, you know, trying to get some big chunks, try to get back in the game.
Yeah, they don't have any other option right here, John. You know, again, clicking down to under 9 minutes of running clock, TSSAA mercy rule in effect as Clay County's ahead by 30 points. And, you know, this Dog defense is just dominated. It's going to bring up second and long here. They are inside Bulldog territory, though.
It's on the 46-yard line of the Bulldogs. Second and 10. York set to snap the ball. Quarterback rolls to the left, looks back to the right, launches it. Kerr's there. But the receiver makes the catch right with Kerr, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. Touchdown, York, here with 8 minutes to go, 8:02.
46-yard touchdown pass. And that one was in the air for a long time. Alec Kerr trying to adjust to the football, trying to run underneath it. It almost got there. It just right over his outstretched arm, right over his helmet. It just fell right in the breadbasket of that York receiver for the touchdown. The second one we've seen tonight. Thrown by Miles Lefeu, and he's got an arm, just like I said.
Kind of similar to the one he tossed it kind of over the top of Nate Adams for another touchdown. Here comes York to the line. They're going to try to go for two here. Snap, tosses out to the left, makes the catch. There's a defender there, put him right in his place. Who was that? Jimmy Burchett. As soon as he caught the ball, Burchett smacked him, stopped him in his tracks. No good on the extra point conversion. Clay County still leads after the York touchdown, 38-14. We'll be right back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
York's kickoff, kind of low kick that Adams dives on. Clay County will take over with 8 minutes and 2 seconds left in the fourth quarter. After the York touchdown, Clay County's going to take back over.
Yeah, the biggest thing about that touchdown right there, John, is 38-14 now, so that 30 30-point margin has been reduced, and so we're going to go back to normal time management as far as the clock goes. No more running clock here with 8 minutes to play.
First and 10 from the 28, their own 28-yard line. Clay County set to begin this drive. Arms in the shotgun. Snap to him. Hands to Markham up the middle. Makes one man miss. The next two defenders collaborate to take him down after a gain.
There is a flag. Chop block. Clay County.
So another penalty here against Clay County. Nullify the play.
I'm going to back them up there, John.
Ten-yard penalty against Clay County. We'll bring up first and 10.
First and 20 should be at the 18 if it happened at the line of scrimmage.
I believe, is that not a 15-yard penalty?
It may be.
They walked off 15, looked like to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be the 13.
First and 25 from their own 13-yard line. Clay County comes to the line. 7:55 left in the fourth quarter. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Arms in the gun. Snap to him. He's going to run it up the middle. Makes the defender miss. He's got green space. He's eating it up all the way down past the 45, almost to midfield.
A great
job. What a run by Arns.
It was a great run by Arns, but a great job by Jimmy Burchett, peeling back and picking off the only guy that could make a tackle on Arns within the first 10 yards. And then Arms showing the speed. You know, we know about his power, and I've said this a lot this year when he's in the ball game, but he just has crazy speed that just sneaks up on you.
For a big man, he does. He's very light-footed and quick. He's taking the ball all the way down to their own 47-yard line, where it'll be first and 10.
So Clay
County.
34-yard run for Keaton Arms right there.
Quickly comes to the line. They're going to call a timeout. The play clock was running down. Clay County will take a timeout here in the fourth quarter. 6:56 left. 38-14. Clay County in front.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County High School, where they lead York 38-14 after a timeout by Clay County. They're set to snap it first and 10 from the 47. Burchett goes in motion. Hand off to Markham up the middle. Out to the right, he makes a move across the 50. Pretty good gain on first down.
Again, good blocking from that offensive line front. That was right off tackle behind the junior, a newcomer, Wyatt Browning. He's played really well for this Bulldog team. You have to understand, John, first time he's played football in a long time this season, and he's gotten better every game. Coach, you've got Wyatt Browning playing for you, and he's pretty good on the hardwood, but he's even better on the football field, I think, right now.
Yeah, I think what makes him so special there is his footwork. He has great footwork in basketball, and it translates over to the offensive line very well.
Second and 4 from the 47, handoff to Markham. He makes a move. Dodges one defender, shoves another one to the ground, stiff arms another defender on the sideline. He gets a little extra push by the York defender after he goes out of bounds. They threw the flag. There's going to be another 15 tacked on. He's all the way down to the... He's out of bounds at the 25. I think that other referee's got a hold against Clay County.
What? Yeah, coming from the backside of the play, I think, John.
Yeah, the flag on
way on the backside of the play,
on the
way out of the field.
Way back.
You know, had nothing to do with the Markham run.
But they also had this penalty on the sideline for the late hit. Well, are these going to offset and replay the down?
No, I don't think you can do that. You know, this was a dead ball foul back here, but really the play didn't happen. Without the when the hold's thrown, so not sure what we're going to see. So the hold brings it back, and maybe they add the 15, so you just lose. I don't know, you just lose five on the play, or what? Or you gain five?
I think the hold happened at the 50-yard line.
So,
so he's going there, and he's going.
It started from the Dragon 47.
The infraction took place at the 50, so they're marking it back 10 yards from there to
on
the 40. Hole. Now he's doing 15 yards back the other way.
Okay, so that's right.
For the personal foul. So the sum of this is a 5-yard
I guess.
Gain for
Clay
County.
Well, we gained about 3, I think, because it started at the 47.
Right.
Now we're at the 45. We gained 2. Bad thing is, no run for Markham, and it was a beauty.
Six minutes left in the fourth quarter, 38-14, Clay County.
Still second down, I guess. Help me out on that, John.
Looks like second and 2 from the 45.
I guess that's an easy way to do math, you know, instead of trying to figure it out like we do here on the books. You just walk it off.
They had to show their work.
That's right. 6 minutes to go. That is good. Lost a little time on that one.
Still some confusion on the field. Everybody's... All right. Clay County comes to the line. Second down and 2 from the 45 of York.
Another whistle. Wow. You know, Daniel's mentioned this before. Your first game calling play-by-play, I think you're doing a great job, but it's so much harder when all this mess is going on the field. You know, you call it to the atmosphere, and it's not been a very good atmosphere, especially here in the second half.
Well, we're ahead big, so we'll take
it. Matters.
Clay County is going to snap it here. Second and 2 from the 45. Kerr goes in motion to the left. Hand off to...
Mark him
up the middle, makes one man miss. The second guy gets him. He's going to have enough for the first. He's got the ball to the 42.
Pick up a 3 there. Didn't get to mention it earlier, John, but Markham well over 100 again tonight. He's got 112, and he's become the workhorse here in the third and fourth quarter. He's up to 14 carries on the night. So it doesn't sound like a big number for a tailback, but it is for Joseph Markham. We kind of spread the wealth in this offensive attack. We haven't seen him get close to 20 carries yet.
Play clock ticking down here. Clay County comes to the line quickly. First and 10 from the 42. A little bit of confusion in the backfield. Arms will just keep it himself, make something out of it. He's got a pretty good game on a busted play.
And talk about Markham Arms. That was his 13th carry of the night, and that could put him close to 100, depending on the spot of the ball.
Like another illegal shift call. Oh, no. Personal foul against the Bulldogs.
So where did the ball get to, John? We need to know that to keep up with Arms yardage.
38-yard line is...
So a 4-yard gain from... Then we're going to have a penalty. It was a personal foul, dead ball personal foul. So it should be marked off from where Arms But they're not doing that.
I think I'm not sure what they did.
I don't know.
But it's first and long for the Bulldogs.
So it's still first. No carry for Arnold.
All right. They're on their own 45-yard line. It's over 20 yards for the first down. Clay County comes to the line. 4:45 left in the fourth. Arms in the gun. Markham steps to his right hip. Snap to him. Kerr goes to the right for the jet sweep. He cuts it up. Gets a few yards. He spun down. I see another flag fly.
Wow.
Hold Clay County.
Hold against Clay County.
We're getting practice calling penalty yards, John.
Not the most fun calls to make. I have had a great time tonight.
I tell you, this is eerily similar to that Westmoreland game. You know, I think we saw almost 40 flags in that contest. Coach Edwards will give us an update in the CarQuest postgame show on penalty yardage. A lot of offensive yards for Clay County, several for York also, but we've got a whole lot of penalty yards too.
First and a half mile for the Bulldogs. They're going to snap the ball from the 36-yard line. Their own 36-yard line. Kerr goes in motion. Hand to Markham up the middle. Breaks one tackle. Makes a few more miss. He's out to the 43.
Clean play, John.
Hold on. No flags on the field. It's going to bring up second down. And still very long. But a pretty good game by Markham on the play. The ball sits at the, I guess that's the 43 of Clay County. 3:38 left in the fourth. Clay leads 38-14.
Clock ticking here. We're down close to 3 minutes left, like you said, John. And, you know, just keep feeding Joseph Markham and keeping Arms right here. Keep it simple and get into the locker room.
Arms is going to set the throw. He throws it out wide to Kerr, who catches it, makes a move, breaks free from a defender. He's across the 30.
He's got it
from behind. The ball came loose and pulled him out of bounds. But what a play by Kerr. Made a move, turned on the jets, and got the ball all the way down across the 15.
Let's see.
Clay County's in business.
Yeah. Boy, was I wrong again. You know, just pulling the wool over eyes right there. The Dragons didn't expect it. I didn't expect
Lull
it.
Them to sleep.
It was a safe ball. It was just a sit-down route to the sideline. Arms got rid of it quick, put it on the line. Just get it in Alec Kerr's hands, and you see what he does with it.
First down, Clay County now from the 14. First and 10, Kerr in motion to the left, hand off to Markham up the middle, who cuts left, around the left
there
end.
He
He's got space all the way in for a dog touchdown. Ooh. Joseph Markham goes in for the score with 2:22 left in the fourth. Thomas.
Great run to the outside there by Joseph Markham. Just putting the icing on the cake here for the Dogs. 2 minutes left in this one, and they're running away with it again.
38-14. Well, that's what it was. They hadn't put anything on the board yet. I see them discussing something.
Oh, boy.
There is a flag laying.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway?
So we'll
or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project?
Run
is going to
stand up by
Joseph
Markham. How
many
long runs
is your
solution? Back
hauling
up
gravel, dirt,
this
sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, trenching services, on various edges of place and help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off. Take the first steps by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130.
Personal foul against
George
instead of being personal on the kickoff.
Equipment solution.
So that puts Clay at 44. Prior to this extra point attempt, they shift over to the normal set for the kick.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts.
Garrett's
your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite
it's no good
fellow
this
Clay
time,
fans
so Clay County
Gurley
44-14 with 2:22 left in the fourth.
I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
When it comes to groceries, you can always say
my hand must
be Scott's best way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
After the penalty on the extra point, Garrett set the kickoff from the 45-yard line. It's going to be fielded right about the goal line. They're going to return it. He comes out to the 15.
Ooh.
He gets nailed by Markham at about the 19.
Also involved underneath there, I think that was Ben Maxfield, the first contact with Joseph Markham, lowering the boom on the Dragon Ball carrier.
York's going to go back on offense. 2 minutes to go here. 44-14 puts us back in a running clock situation, Coach. It is ticking under 2 minutes. York shifting personnel. Yeah, they're bringing in some backups here with under 2 minutes left. York sent out their second team, so Clay County's going to send in some young players. What a game here tonight.
Yeah, and those guys deserve a big round of applause from this homecoming crowd as we're going to see a timeout. You know, Clay County's come out and just taking it to the York Dragons here tonight on homecoming, Coach. And, like I said, we didn't really expect this, but I knew it was possible as far as I thought it might take a big play here and there to kind of get Clay County started, but it didn't. Clay County dominated from the start.
And basically, their defense has just stifled, besides a couple of long touchdown passes, right?
Yep.
They've held York to the minimum.
Yeah, it's been the defense has been the story of the game, in my opinion. You know, those early possessions where York went for it on fourth and turned it over on downs early, and then the fake punt or didn't get it. Another turnover on downs later, and there in the first half, and really thought that set the tone for the game for the Bulldogs.
York comes out here first and 10 from the 16, hands to the running back up the middle.
Yep.
Hit by number.
It was.
I think Anderson made an initial hit on him. And
he did. Then you see the freshman, Cole Eads, number 5, making basically a touchdown-saving tackle right there. Again, we do have reserves in the game here across the board. Eads is playing one of those safety positions along with the freshman, Nolan Adams. Then we got the junior, Braden Allred, at a corner. Probably Leighton Brown at the other corner on the far sideline. We'll try to bring you the linebackers after this snap.
First and 10 from the 32, handoff to the running back up the middle. He's got yardage. He plows over a defender.
Welcome to high school football, Cole Eats. But he gets recorded for the tackle.
Yeah, well, Braden Allred also was in on that hit. But it'll be first down, York. That's a good run.
So at the linebackers, it looks like we
ticking down here.
Got number 10. Worm Smith in there, and I think maybe Reese Adams, number 9.
number 8. His brother Hayden Adams playing the outside linebacker, Anderson's still in.
First and 10, York from the 45. Hand off to the running back. He's got a couple of yards met there by a host of Bulldog defenders.
I think Eads may have gotten some of that lick back on that one, John. He planted.
Helped
the
out
York
by
area.
Reese Adams. I saw number 2.
Two is Braden Allred on the outside.
Brings up 2nd and 5 for York. They rush back to the line with 1 second left. They get it off.
They're going to let it go.
The horn blows.
Oh.
He throws it deep. He's got a man. But the defender's there to knock it down with his back. This game has gone final, folks. Clay County has beat York Institute here 44-14. Come back for the post-game show. And stats and recap from Thomas Weaver.
Coming up, the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TBS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollowLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the CarQuest Postgame Show. Clay County has defeated York Institute here tonight, 44-14. Moved their record to 8-1. Thomas, give us a summary of tonight's game.
Well, I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. You know, we've seen Clay County blow out opponents in the last three games after losing by 1 point. Their only loss came by 1 point to Westmoreland, and we've seen them kind of been on a mission since then. But I didn't really know what that mission was until tonight. You know, this York team is a quality opponent. You know, 5-3 coming in. They've been beat by some good teams. And, you know, to me, this was kind of proving grounds for Clay County, and I think they came out and proved that tonight. And like Coach said, it started on defense for Clay County. Yeah, they came out and they scored on their opening possession. Don't get me wrong. They set the tone offensively, but it's all about this Clay County defense. You have to give credit to defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson. You know, he's been here for 2 or 3 years now, and these kids have played for him for a long time. They've got a lot of experience, don't get me wrong. Seniors, they've been playing for a long time. But I just think the continuity on that side of the ball is just exceptional. And that's what showed up here tonight for Clay County. You know, they've got the weapons. We know they've got the weapons. We know we can score the football. But could this defense handle a pretty good attack? And I think that's the story here tonight, that they did that.
It was impressive to me.
It was.
We thought that we would have a close game on our hands, but...
Yeah, it was impressive. Clay County did set the tone, and it started with, you know, Alec Kirk. Keaton Arms came out, had a big run on that first drive, ran for 33 to set up the first touchdown. He found Alec Kerr for an 8-yard touchdown. Joseph Markham added the 2-point conversion. It was 8-0, 8 minutes left in the first quarter. And then that's when that defense came, and they just started really pumping out the stops. You know, there wasn't another score until late in the first quarter with 1:10 left. Joseph Markham broke free for a 35-yard touchdown. Adams found Kerr in the muddle huddle set for the 2-pointer. And, you know, Clay County was up 16-0. It felt pretty good at that time. But then we saw York kind of settle in that second quarter, and the offense both got stagnant, but that was a product of two good defenses going at it. So no points until about 3 minutes left before halftime. York hit a long bomb, about a 46-yard touchdown, and they sliced this score in half. It was 16-8 with about 2 minutes left in the second quarter, and this was a ball game, John.
It was, and that's kind of when, you know, I made a comment of this taking a long time to get out of this first half. There was a lot of penalties and mistakes being made, and the game kind of got muddled down. But the Dogs prevailed. You know, when they went to halftime and came back out.
Well, what we saw, they prevailed on their ensuing drive, if you will mention. It got cut down 16-8, 2 minutes to go. They got the ball at, I can't remember how long that drive was, but ended up punching it in the end zone in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter. I said when they got possession, this is huge as far as this games go. York had the momentum. They just scored, cut it to a 1-score ball game, but Clay County had the answer. And that answer came from on the arm of quarterback Keaton Arms, who played a great game in his return, hadn't played in 3 contests, and he found Jimmy Burchett for a 34-yarder. That's the one we talked about. He used his strength to throw it all the way across the field and find Burchett to set up Alec Kerr's second receiving touchdown of the night. This one come from 24 yards out with 27 seconds to go in the first half. Garrett added the PAT, and instead of going into halftime at 16-8, Clay County went in intermission up 23-8, which was huge because York got the ball coming out. But that didn't matter either. The Dog defense, they were fired up after halftime. They forced a 3-and-out and a punt, and Clay County immediately went to work. Arms found Kerr again for 22, and then he did it himself with a 5-yard touchdown. Markham added with a little razzle-dazzle. He found Burchett for a 2-point conversion, and it was 31-8. The defense again bowed up another 3-and-out, and immediately Clay County marched it again and put this one out to a TSSAA mercy rule running clock in the third quarter. It was 38-8 after Garrett made another PAT, and, you know, that caught everybody off guard, I thought. And then, you know, Clay County let one get behind them again, another 46-yard touchdown pass from Lefeu down the sideline, and York didn't quit in this one. It was 38-14, and then Clay County tacked another one on. Joseph Markham, 14-yard rushing touchdown for your final score of 44-14. Folks, stay with us here on the CarQuest postgame show. We got one small promo to play, and then we'll come back, do Clay County stats, announce the TDS Top Performer, and hear one final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update.
You're listening to the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up the CarQuest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome back to the CarQuest Post Game Show. We just witnessed Clay County blow out York 44-14 here on homecoming tonight. And let's go down the stats for Clay County. They rolled up 361 yards on offense on 45 total plays, 6 touchdowns, 3 two-point conversions. Had 31 carries for 216 yards rushing. Overall, 3 passers were 11 for 14 for 145 yards and 3 touchdowns. And 2 two-point conversions, also added 2 rushing two-point conversions. On the rushing side, we saw Alec Kerr have 1 carry for 2 yards. Jimmy Burchett had 1 carry for 3 yards. And then the other 29 were split between the two seniors, Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Keaton Arms, again, another great return for him. I thought he played really well, played crisp here tonight. He had 12 carries for 79 yards and a touchdown. Joseph Markham, another 100-yard game, 16 carries, 132 yards, and 2 touchdowns tonight. Defensively, Alec Kerr had 3 stops. John Hamilton had 4 tonight. Levi Garrett had 3. Jimmy Burchett, 2. Joseph Markham had 3. Ricardo McElroy led the team in tackles tonight, had 5 stops and 1 for loss. Hunter Kyle had 2. Keaton Arms, 1, 1 for loss. Weston Burble played great tonight, had 2 tackles, 1 for loss, and Cole Eads, 2 stops. Passing-wise, we saw in his return, Keaton Arms was 9 for 12. Just really consistent, really sharp and on target, 9 for 12 for 139 yards and 3 touchdowns tonight. Just played really great in his return. And also, Adams threw 1 two-point conversion to Kerr for 3 yards. Markham threw 1 ball to Burchett for 3 yards. Receiving-wise, Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett with all of the receptions here tonight. Burchett, 3 catches for 45 yards and a two-point conversion. Alec Kerr, 8 catches, 100 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 two-point conversions. And, John, that takes us right into the TDS top performer. I think you got to go. Keaton Arms had a great return coming back. Hadn't played in several games here tonight.
3 touchdown passes.
He did. Had a great night. Total. But I think you got to go with Alec Kerr. He was the game breaker on the offensive side of the ball here tonight. We haven't seen that in a long time from any wide receiver for any Clay County team, if I'm not mistaken. Alec Kerr, 8 catches. I mean, that's a lot. Dominating. Offensively here, 8 catches, 100 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion. And then also Kerr, a big night on defense. Kerr had the electric punt return that set us up on the 30-yard line for one of the scores that was crucial early on. Alec Kerr, just a great football player. I'm just glad I get to witness him being on the field, John.
He's always sticking his head up in there on defense, you know, pounding up in there, getting that leg. He's as impressive on defense, really, as he is on offense, maybe.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
His big playability is just second to none.
Well, he puts you on the edge of your seat every time the ball gets near him. He's just a great player. Coach, I know he's going to play for you on the hardwood this season. Thoughts on Alec Kerr?
Well, yeah, I think I said it last time. He was a player of the game. He's just a guy that makes plays.
Right.
Doesn't matter the sport. I mean, he's just a guy that makes plays and makes things happen. And, you want if you're a football coach, you want the ball in his hands as often as you can. And if you're a basketball coach, you want him touching the ball pretty often as well. So,
sure.
We'll see some of that here in a few weeks.
Yep. Hopefully not for a few more weeks.
Yeah, well, a few weeks, whatever's left, five, 6 weeks, whatever, you know, around Christmas time, maybe.
Right. John, tell us who the top performers brought to you by.
Tonight's TDS top performer, Alec Kerr, was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach, we're excited to hear about some of these scores. Give us maybe a final budget pest control update.
Final. Okay, well, I can do that. Now, there's one score I don't have, and that's the Macon Smith County. It was 28-20 in the third.
Whoa.
Smith was up. Don't have a final score on that one.
Great game.
All these others are final scores. Cumberland County defeats Jackson County 21-7. Tyner falls short, gets their first loss of the year to Alcoa 42-20. I knew better than to pick that one, but.
I didn't know better to pick the Blue Devils. What happened there? Is that the first win for the Jets this season?
Second. Day. I think they beat LA.
Oh, okay.
Your other team.
So they beat. I kind of like the Jets.
Yeah.
They beat LA and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Maybe you can pick them next week.
Oh, yes.
Two wins and one team.
Hardin Valley gets their first win of the year, 42-25 over William Blount. Monterey defeats Bledsoe County. Gordonsville. Over Monterey, 36, Bledsoe, 28.
Wow.
Gordonsville, 42-7 over Red Bowling. Oliver Springs loses to Coalfield, 50-0. Watertown defeats Livingston Academy, 38-14. Sequatchie over Whitwell, 31-13. Whitwell, a possible playoff opponent for us. Depends on what happens next week for both teams, but we could see Whitwell in the second round, I would think. Probably not the first. Battle of the Highlanders, Gatlinburg-Pittman 51, Scott High 20. Westmoreland falls to White House 16-14.
Well,
Sail Creek, another possible first round opponent for Clay County, wins over Cosby tonight 53-14. Moore County defeats Cornersville 53-0. Upperman ends up winning over Walker Valley 24-17.
Comeback victory.
Scoreboard update.
That's a long way to get the win.
That's right.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are licensed to kill.
Thank you, Coach. Clay County here tonight on John Peoples Field defeated York Institute 44-14. Next week, Clay County faces Gordonsville for the region championship. Hope y'all can come out and support them.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to this one for a long, long time. Basically, since the schedule was released, we knew it was going to happen. It's going to be a great football team, a game between two great football teams. And guess what? It's here in Salina. It's on John Peoples Field, right where we need it to be. We win this one. We are here throughout the playoffs. Folks, if you haven't been to a Clay County football game, come out. We've got a great facility here. We've got a beautiful field that's browned out, perfect for, I want to say, playoff football. To me, the playoffs start next week.
Right.
Just a great place to be. Come support this team. This is one of the best teams we've had in a long, long time. They need everybody's support. And I tell you what, I've got a pretty good team myself. I want to thank Coach Edwards for what he does for us. I want to thank Daniel Strong. He's not here with us tonight. Those two guys are the backbone of this. They really helped us get it started. And I want to thank you, John. You put a lot of preparation into this. Never done it before. And you did a great job, and I'm proud of you, brother.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. That makes me feel good. I really enjoyed it and had a great time. After the Dogs' victory tonight, they moved to 8-1 with the 44-14 victory. For Thomas Weaver, Rob Edwards, Matt Adams, and for Daniel Strong in his absence, I'm John Weaver. Good night, Bulldog fans.